Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests, promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beachland.
Everyone, I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and
peace, everyone. This is Esther.
Miss Blue, and of course, Esther, we're joining you guys here live tonight in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. How are you doing tonight, Esther?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful as well. Really, really just enjoying coming on. We've got a lot of things planned for you guys tonight, so we'll be having some fun. First, we want to go ahead and let you guys know that you can definitely join us over here at The Remix. And if you want to know how to get here, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. And come on in. The chat room is open, so you're certainly more than welcome to come on in. I know I'm in the chat room. Are you in the chat room as well, Esther?
Yes, I am there under co-host so that everybody knows that's me.
So
yes.
You guys can join us there in chat. We would love to have you guys come over and chat with us in the chat room. We'll also be hanging out on the Remix Radio page over on Facebook. And all you have to do is click like, and you can come on over and join the action right there. So all of you magic makers out there in Remix land, we are just excited to have you guys here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. To call in tonight. We're going to be covering a lot of things here this evening in the remix. You guys all still there? So we're going to be
covering,
of course, give your relationship an energy orgasm. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, giving our relationships energy orgasms. And so, yes, it is one of those nights to pay close attention. We got lots of information, lots of fun, as always, to be talking about this. For those of you out there that have your Chemdex, you're going to want to pull that out and always have that close to you as well, too, and as we get ready to get started and get into the share tonight. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. It's Friday night. Can you believe it? We're almost in July already.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. We are almost in July. Boy, this year is really, really moving by.
It's flying by.
It's moving by so fast and so beautifully. And so divine as well. I have seen you guys over on Twitter, too, so I will get around to answering up some of those tweets that you guys have been tweeting out there. In the meanwhile, we just want to invite you guys to come on over. Join us in the forum as we get ready to get into the share tonight, because we do have so much to share. We're going to give an international shout-out, which we always do, to all of our international listeners out there, because it is such a challenge for you guys to get up so early in the morning, and in some cases, some late at night. and being able to connect with you guys. Oh, by the way, do not let me forget, for all of you who said that you would be interested in a class learning how to do readings, how to read energy, because we'll be doing so much more than just learning how to do readings, but really how to tap into divine energy. I'm going to be doing a call on tomorrow. And so anyone who has sent an email out, I want you to know that you'll be getting some correspondence tomorrow. That's going to tell you about all the details, what you need to do to participate in the call, to find out about it, and really just connect yourself with that energy. So that's going to be pretty cool. And, yes, I've gotten your emails from brothers and sisters all over the world. And, yes, you can participate no matter what part of the planet that you live in. And then some other great, exciting news as we continue to come up. By the way, Esther, I don't know if you noticed, I know I made a couple of predictions, and quite a few of them have kind of peeked their heads up already.
So, yes, indeed.
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to invite you guys, if you didn't go back and hear the shows where I talked about energy going on in the Pacific, about those things that are happening in the Pacific, particularly the Pacific Ocean. Lots of those things have come up. And then also just about unsolved cases. I did that show a couple of weeks ago where they're going to be digging up all of these cases, bringing them to the light, bringing closure to them. Even the one with Tupac Shakur. And as you see, right after that, they gave him a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's just to let you know that these things are coming up. And then, of course, I told you guys to just make sure you put your filters out there to know that the big setup is coming up with Trayvon Martin case. And we've already seen all of these things coming into the media about the case dealing with Mark Zimmerman and the murder of Trayvon Martin, seeing these things come to light, and so that we can begin to look through this and not fall for the big emotional steel of energy, because that's the most powerful energy on the planet right now is emotional energy. And we're going to talk about that because, you know, one of the other things that I also see forthcoming, and these are some things that we are actually as magic makers. I remember telling us about being magic makers last year sometime, about you guys being magic makers and really only connecting with the genius in you, is that we're going to bring about a lot of change. Those of us who want to do the work and want to participate in the collective consciousness in a very, very active way. I want you guys to see how we're going to change some of this energy. There is also going to be some very, very extreme things. I told you guys earlier in this year, even when I had some time off, to really keep your eye on the weather. And so places like North Carolina and Florida, when it comes to us in the West, is going to be key. I told you guys about the tsunami. That already happened. We're seeing all of these weather patterns coming up. But we're going to play a very intricate part in the remix in us really just manifesting our energy to cause some changes. You know, we learned from when Brother Bilal was on that we're really making this energy happen. And that is true. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing is really just sort of shifting some of this energy around so that we can calm some of these things that are out there in the energy fields that will be coming just for our brothers and sisters all over the planet. And so I'm very, 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 very excited about that. Yeah, excited about that and just all the shows we have to come. By the way, big thanks to Brother Raghiva, who was on the show Sunday night, and to everyone who participated in that. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, you know, I'll encourage you, like with all the shows, to go back and download. You know how to do. You can download it on iTunes. You can download it right on your computer. You can listen right here at the Remix. And you can begin to connect yourself with all the amazing, wonderful, cutting-edge brothers and sisters who have crossed the platform and will continue to cross the platform of the Remix as we keep you guys in the future, because we do. Everything that you hear here is in the future. And so while the rest of the world is celebrating summertime, we're, you know, already past the fall.
Yep.
So, it's just going to be lots of goodies that we give out that we're going to be doing. And tonight is no different. We need everybody to go ahead and get your pen and paper out, because that's what you're going to need. A blue pen, definitely, to write in blue ink, so you can always connect yourself with the original, the origin of you. So really, really stay connected to yourself and do that. So we got a lot of shit for them tonight, huh, Esther?
Yeah, we do. We really do.
We got a lot. It's still a lot of things going on behind the scenes, you guys, over here, what me and Esther is doing over here, and we're trying to get all of these things fired up for you guys and get everything ready. By the way, I want to remind you guys and say this again. I know a lot of you have made requests for readings, and as you guys know, and you know, Esther, I told you guys, December is the cutoff date for me taking readings. Because I'm going to be doing some other things. I won't say never, but right now at this time, I don't see that forthcoming. So if you want to get a reading, this is the perfect time for you to get in alignment to do that, to get some readings. And so I'm just excited about all the changes that are coming. This is a very, very powerful shift for myself and the whole soul group. Esther, you included the whole Lemix family. We are all shifting really into another dimension, truth be told, and really doing it in such a very, very powerful way. And like I said, I want to do more traveling, face-to-face things, and, you know, all kinds of great shit that's coming out down the pipe. And so I'm just excited to get all ramped up for that and pass on everything that Spirit has given to me, still will continue to give to me, to you guys, and just us continue learning and growing. I have been reached out for people that I really can't say their names as of yet, but they're just as amazing as you guys, and the whole world knows them. And they really have contacted me to do some amazing work for them. And that's a beautiful thing, because then I'm able to bring the whole Remix family into this work that they really want to commission me to begin to start doing for them. And my spirit guides are, you know, every day kind of kicking me in my back and shaking me up and letting me know what I need to do just to, you know, get all of these things in place, because it is so much, but it is not that much at all at the same time. But it is exciting, it's healing, it's loving. And tonight, you know, Esther, you know, one of the things that we were just kind of talking about earlier, and I'll say this here for you guys, I want you guys to celebrate where you are. And it's about 2 million of you guys out there, and over 2 million Remix family. I want you guys to celebrate where you are. And, you know, one of the things that I found that I also see is that, you know, and someone put Dump It up, and I love Dump It. Because Dump It is, Dump It ASAP is truly a place where we can recycle things. Recycle those negative thoughts, or dump those thoughts that sometimes creep in our mind that we need to release from ourselves, because everything is about energy. And one of the things that I've seen, and I won't speak too much about it here, but we'll get a chance to talk about it in upcoming shows, and I know Esther will speak about it too in some of her shows, it's about people making you start over from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you got to know that you've put in a lot of work and you've done a lot of things. And so, I mean, it's only so much that you can keep taking me back to zero. I'm not going to keep going back to zero. I'm not going to forget that I'm a spiritual being having a spiritual experience.
Right.
I mean, how many times do I need to open my third eye?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you need to tell me that I need to remind myself to love me?
Yeah.
So that's a big part of my push and my moving forward for you guys, is to not start you back from the beginning, but start you back from that point that will continue to keep you moving forward on your path and your journey. And that's
right.
what I'm about.
Right. When you get to the new beginner stage, you should be at the new beginner stage on some new shit, not on some old shit. You should be on
some
new
shit
that is completely different and something that, you know, is really taking you to that next level. I mean, when you're there and you're at the new beginner stage, that's completely different. But when you are kind of going through the same old thing over and over and over again, you keep having to stay at that base level. Yeah, that's not cool.
that's not cool at all, you know. It's not cool at all. And I'm going to really, really, really be pushing myself as well as you guys do. 2 years ago, I told you I would only speak to the genius in you and really getting you to continue to move forward with love, of course. So that's at the core essence, the intent of everything that I'm about and the work is about. And, yes, we are in the time of origin. We're not moving there. We're in it. You understand? I've been telling you guys about magic for years. And people thought magic was a bad thing, or they thought magic was hocus pocus or some magical pill. But magic, it's really about living life with a purpose, you know? Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's living life with a purpose. And so we all have magic. And we're magic makers. You can never forget that, you know? We have people like John Legend singing about magic in his songs. And for years, we've had brothers and sisters reminding us of our magic. And that's why knowing your magic is so important. So that's a big premise for what we will be doing here. And we don't know, because we got a hefty little agenda for you guys tonight. We may get into some meetings tonight. Maybe. We don't know. We got a lot of things going. This is definitely a night I want you guys to be on the phone. If you've never called in and you've thought about calling in, this is going to be your night for you to get on the line with myself and Esther. And tonight we're going to be talking about giving your relationship energy orgasm. And, yeah, I know that sounds so... what's the word for Esther?
Tantalizing. It sounds tantalizing to me.
It sounds so tantalizing. It sounds so magical.
Yeah,
it
sensational.
It sounds so freaky. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's all of that. All of that. And so tonight we're going to tell you about how you can begin to give, yes, and necessary, how you can begin to give your relationships energy orgasms, because they need them too. We need that in our life, that life force energy that's moving through us. We need this energy to continuously move through us. Yeah, we do. Well, we're uploading. We got some goodies here, so we're still working on them. I don't know. Has any of them made it to the cosmic playland tonight?
No, they're on their way there. They are on
their
way
there.
Yes,
okay.
They are.
All right. So what
they are
that
on
means?
Their way.
Mm-hmm. Is that they have not made it there. So we're gonna do things a little different. I know normally we get up and we dance. And so we can still get up and we can move. and we can still sort of kind of move our body around. We can still do that too. And we're still going to do that. So I want you guys to, you know, prepare to move yourself around. Let's see what we're going to move ourselves around to. We're going to see what we're going to move ourselves around to. It's it's so much that we... yeah, it's so much that we can actually begin to do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, so that you can get yourself on the phone lines, because you definitely want to be on the phone lines tonight. So that
yes,
you can,
I am posting the questions on the Remix Radio page and also in the Remix family, so
okay. Well, I guess it's a great time for us to go ahead and give our international shouts out to everyone who's out there. First on board, we're going to give an international shout out to Poland, listening all the way from Poland. France is in the house. Chile, Switzerland. We have parts of South Africa listening in tonight. Australia, Aruba, Cuba. Guyana is listening. We also have South Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, Belgium is listening, as well as the Netherlands and Canada and the UK, and of course all of you guys out there listening. So it is so good to have you guys on board with us here tonight, speaking all of these different languages: Swedish, Poland, Spanish, Dutch, French, and, you know, all that good stuff that we like to speak out there, and having the Remix family here. So good to have you guys in the house So I want to invite you guys to come on over to the Remix Radio page. Esther is posting the questions. And this is the part of really understanding about relationships and energy orgasms, and how you can begin to give this to your relationship. And these are some questions that will really start to generate this discussion and really getting you in the position so you can start to take a look at yourself. You can take a look at the relationship, how that is available to yourself and to everyone who is around you. And so, yeah, I invite you guys to come on over so that you can start to get these juicy questions, these very, very juicy questions. I see some people who clicked like, but they have not added their opinions to it. So I see you guys looking at them, and we're going to start to read them on air, and we're going to take a listen to them. Yeah, things to make you go, So, we're going to be talking about that, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're live in the Remix. It's Friday night, and there's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here with you guys. So we're going to be getting into it. We're going to see if some of these cosmic goodies have made their way over. They're almost. Oh, my goodness. They're almost here.
They are
almost here. Mm-hmm. Oh, what am I doing? I don't need to be clicking nothing. Let me just stop for real.
I'm gonna read a few of them while I'm posting them.
Yes, that'll be great. Let's read.
One of the questions is, how do you know when you are in a relationship? So, what are the characteristics that define a relationship? So tell us how you know what a relationship is, what does that mean, and, you know, what are the things that define it? Just come up with a couple of things. the second question, if you meet a man or woman who tells you that they are currently involved with someone else, but they are still interested in you, do you continue to pursue them? And are you okay being a side chick or dude? So what do you do when you meet someone that you like and you find out that they're with someone else? Is that a deal breaker, or how do you handle that?
Yeah.
The next question, you've been seeing someone for 6 months, all sexual encounters, and you are now starting to develop feelings, but you've never discussed anything related to the relationship. How do you handle this? How soon is too soon to tell someone you have feelings for them?
Mm. I'm a love baby. Don't ask me them questions. I'm a love baby.
There are some folks over here typing away.
I see you guys. Definitely want to get over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook. If you're not over there, you want to go over there, all you have to do is click like, and it will get you right on in so that you can, check it out. Yeah, some great questions. Let's see. It has to be almost done. So we're patiently waiting, as we get over there. Let's see. I wanna go over here and read some of the responses that you guys are putting up. Okay, so wow. Opinions. I love you guys. I love you, magic makers. I love all of you magic makers out there. Love you.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, love the magic makers. Because they are getting it in, boy. Interesting. Let's go to question. Where is question number one? Okay.
They skipped right over that one.
Yeah,
this is what I find interesting.
Right to question number two.
Question
for tonight: how do you know when you're in a relationship? I think that's a very, very good question. What are the characteristics that define a relationship? So one of the responses is trust, honesty, and communication. So if it's someone you trust, I guess this is what we're saying. If it's someone you feel is being honest and you're being honest and you can communicate, you say, wow, we in a relationship. That's how that works. I mean, I'm just asking.
Wow.
That's how you know you're in a relationship. Really? Maybe we should have put sexual relationship. Because that could just be a relationship. I mean, trust, honesty, and communication is some of the things I look for when I'm working in my professional life. I look for that. That doesn't change for me. Friendship, I look for that. Trust, honesty, and communication, I look for that. Somebody said, no, not sex. Not sex, not love, but relationship. There was no love, trust, honesty, and communication. That sounds like a business relationship. Is that what you're talking about, a business relationship? There's no love needed? What is needed? Real interesting. If you met a man or a woman who told you that they're currently involved with someone else, but they were still interested in you, and y'all know y'all lying about this, okay, do you continue to pursue them? Y'all know y'all lying about this shit. Are you okay with being the side chick or the dude? And then so I see all of these, no, I don't do side chick shit to me. I see some hell, yeah. I see some other stuff, but really, people are talking about, oh, they can kiss my ass. Oh, never that. Really? Seriously? For real?
You know, and I think that, I'm thinking about just these, like, real-life situations. I think this happens a lot, and I'm not even really talking about from a deceitful point of view. Like, someone was, you know, they were doing that on purpose, like they're trying to hide it from you, but just real life situations, you know, you meet someone and you're attracted to them, and then you find out that they have somebody else. What do you do, you know? Or you have a friendship or something with someone, and it has developed into something else, or you're feeling that it's developing into something else. You know, these things happen all the time, so I'm not talking about the deceitful, you know.
No.
Because when I see talking about people posting up, talking about, I ain't no fat chick. You
know? Exactly. We're not talking about you plotting on your best friend's man. We're not talking about that. Okay?
Right.
We're not talking on you plotting on your girl's, you know, coworker. We're not talking about
that.
We're not talking about you plotting on the person, you know, you working with or you have connection with. We know that's not what we're talking about. No. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that when relationships come, ownership comes. So much about ownership comes up. And, you know, this is something we often talked about. A lot of this conversation got generated and still has been generated, Brother Umar Johnson, Dr. Umar Johnson, when we start to talk about relationships and we start to talk about ownership, you know, how much do you own in a relationship? You know, how do you feel that ownership is for you when you're in a relationship with a person? Does that person have stimulations and boundaries, or what kind of role, what kind of energy do you give to the relationship when it comes to that? And, you know, someone said in the chat room, nobody wants to share. I'm not talking about I'm talking about ownership. That's completely different. Sharing means that I'm over here and I'm eating a piece of Godiva chocolate and I break it off and ask you, do you want to have it? That's sharing. Now, I don't know about you sisters out there, but I'm not breaking my Godiva chocolate.
Nah, I'm straight. I'm straight.
Asking them, do you want some of my chocolate?
I'm not doing that.
To me, that's sharing. Now, I may be sitting over here going, this Godiva chocolate is good. You may want to find your own chocolate and like it. But I'm not breaking my chocolate and giving it to someone else and asking them, do you want some of my chocolate? But energetically, here's what I want us to understand as women, is energetically we do that a lot, though. We do break our Godiva chocolate. We do break those things in our relationships with our men. And, yes, I'm talking to women because I'm a woman. And so, yes, that's the best position I can speak from. And a lot of times we do that. When it comes to the man in our lives, a lot of times we think it is about just about sex appeal, and we think it's about all of these superficial things that we as women never want anyone to be attracted to us just for that. So we say we don't want you to like us just for our bodies, just for our looks, but yet when we start to get into a relationship, that is being played out. We want to show you how big our titty is or how thick our ass is. And, we want to put all of these things forward that we tell you we don't want you to begin to look at. When in essence, when it comes to a man and really just giving him that super orgasm that he cannot get from anyone else, that it doesn't have anything to do with, per se, the sexual act or even your sexual body. It's about that energy that you begin to exude from yourself and understanding the confidence level of where you are. That's where it is. That's the main essence of what it is. And when you begin to start making your man feel as though he is sort of this chocolate that's on the table that look but don't touch, then that's when the whole scenario has gone wrong. Because it's not even about showing how much you can do, because we fell into that trap as sisters, thinking that we can, the more independent that we become and we show ourselves to be, that just meant that we would attract some of the best men on the planet. You understand? And so then there became this competition about who's going to be greater. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be you? But really that essence of where it comes from, being able to stimulate the other partner, is really about sharing your life experience, being authentic in who you are, and really having the capability to listen and also to see things from the other person's perspective. And that's a big part of where that energy lies at. And sometimes we get a little carried away and thinking that it's about somehow the words we speak or the way we twist our ass or how many pictures we put up on Facebook or how dumb we play. Because sometimes that's a sad scenario to see from sisters so much. And anytime I talk to brothers, not all brothers, but most men will tell you that a man can never raise a boy. A woman can never raise a boy. That it takes a man to make a man. Men will always tell me that. Now, is that true, brothers? Because I've heard that from a lot of you guys. They say it takes a brother to really raise a man. So why is it when we become women, we think the only person that can fucking teach us some shit is another man?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Like, I find that to be a very oxymoron, is that a lot of times, you know, there are sisters who feel they can't learn shit from a woman, but they only can learn it from a man. And to me, although we can learn a lot from our brothers, but we can't discount ourselves as sisters as well, too, that we can learn from each other. In fact, that may be the best course to learn from someone who really is balanced in the same energy as you, as opposed to a man who is not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, a lot of sisters feel that the only thing, especially when it comes to spirituality, maybe I call that the Jesus syndrome, that they need a man in order for them to learn. Anything that's spiritual has got to come from a man. It can't come from a woman. It has to come from another man, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, you know, some of that, you know? And then, you know, here's one of the things that Kali Mar put in the chat room. She said sometimes these females are backstabbing bitches who will go out of their way to get a man at the expense of other women. That may be true, but I've also found some backstabbing bitches men.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, absolutely. You know, that
goes both ways.
If you want to say that is out there, please do not mistake the fact that somebody has a penis that they can't be backstabbing. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we do know that this whole society has been ran by masculine energy, which is the penis energy, and in some cases still in that. And, So, you know, it's a lot of bitch-assness that go on with the men, the masculine energy as well, too. Don't be fooled by that, you know. And at the end of the day, we're only going to attract what we feel we are. And so if that is the only energy you can run into when it comes to dealing with women or men, then it is the opportunity for you to take a look in the mirror and make sure that you can find out where that energy is coming from in yourself. It may not be showing itself in that particular area of your life, but I'm sure that you'll find it in some other areas of your life if you find that that's your overall theme. Because that should never be the overall theme, not when we're creating our own reality, because we're magic makers. And so that means that we're making the magic in our lives come true at every given moment. And oh my goodness, is this file done or what?
Oh, Miss Blue, I wanted you to you said something a little while ago. When we first started reading the questions, you said, "I am a love baby, so I can't answer none of them questions." What did you mean by that, Miss Blue?
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you guys. I you know, a lot of times, and I know you know this as well, Esther, too, but for a lot of you guys, I kind of put us into different schools. And, you know, I know that I came back. I'm in the University of Love. That's what I came back.
Yeah.
My life experiences, things, lessons that I've learned, lessons that I enjoy learning, things that move me beyond being moved are all centered around love for me. Now, everybody is not in the University of Love, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the things that just make my heart jump upside down and it makes me smile is love. And the thing that crushes me deep within the essence of who I am is love. So it's kind of twofold for me. And my theme for my past life is love as well, too. So that kind of, you know, it's a good thing, but it kind of sucks, too, you know. So I get to learn my lessons, some of my most valuable lessons, and that's just what I call it, are about love on the planet. For someone else, it may be service. Some of us are in the school of service. And, you know, I did a reading once on a sister who was actually a prostitute. By the way, did you know that prostitution is legal in some parts of Las Vegas?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Am I the only one who didn't know that? I didn't know that. But anyway, I did a reading for a sister who was a professional prostitute. And, you know, when we were taking a look and I was doing sort of the Akashic record reading for her, she was actually getting the science of the self reading. We'll be going to multiple different lives. And she was, you know, her overall theme was service. So I told her I could see her really having this as her work because she was in the school of service. That was her university, you know, whereas there may be someone else who, another sister I did a reading for who actually was a minister. You understand, like, that spectrum can go so from left to right till it's insane.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to go back to being in the school of love, that's what I meant by that. So love is the thing for me. It is the reason I do anything that I do. It's the reason I do the remix. It's the reason I do readings. It is at the core, at the essence, everything that I do is to drive, when I'm doing readings, is to drive you back to that point of love, that pure point of conception of love for yourself. You see, that is the essence at everything that I do, is love. That's at the core of it. Yeah. So that's
thank
that.
You. I wanted them to know I'm that.
I love,
love
baby.
Baby.
I just love to love. I love love, and I can find it in absolutely anything. It doesn't mean that I walk around with rose-colored glasses on, even though sometimes that's a good thing to do. But I really do love. I love the work that I do. I'm in love with it. You know, I'm in love with myself. I'm in love with me learning. I'm in love with my flaws to the point where I love them to go away. You get it? I literally love them away because we all have things that we struggle with and that we want to begin to move past. But that was that's at the essence of me. And that's how I'm able to work through situations, obstacles, challenges, and and that's what makes the remix what it is, you know, because
absolutely.
It's based on that love, you know, and that's the frequency I send out, even when I'm cussing your ass out, you know, even when I'm telling you bullshit, it's still all about love. So you guys know the underline. Oh my God. If this file does not hurt me, I'm gonna scream. Yes. Yes. So that's sort of at the core of that is with love. So tonight, you guys, I wanted to talk about something. We did some special shit for you, and I hate it when special shit doesn't go right. But we know it's a reason for that, too. It's the reason why we're just here and we're talking. This is really good, stimulating energy orgasm for your relationship. So this is a great time, and maybe we can continue. I want you guys to get over. I want you to go get over to the Remix radio page and answer those questions. Me and Esther will keep our sort of inner dialogue going here and talking about these things when it comes to orgasms and when it comes to relationships and things to begin to take a look at, especially as magic makers, because that's important at this particular time. And we're in summertime, and what does it mean? Summertime, there's going to be so many damn babies being born. Boy, y'all doing it for real. Y'all throwing around a whole lot of cosmic energy out there. You know, by the time August, September comes, we're going to have a whole lot of remix babies. This is a lot of stuff.
It's a lot. It is. It is. Yeah.
It's a whole lot of stuff going on. And, it's a whole lot of stuff going on out there, you know, with you guys. And you know, that's a beautiful thing. When it's done from a place of love, and it's done, you know, where two people are very conscious about what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what's being done. That's always a beautiful thing because it's summertime. We know what happens during summertime. You know, a lot of relationships break up during summertime. What do they call
they
it?
They so do.
A lot of relationships break up during summertime because everybody want to go out and flaunt their little wings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, wintertime is kind of easy to be in a relationship, you know, because everybody is inside and people aren't moving around. But, you know, summertime comes and the skirts go up and, you know, the abs come out, and then all of a sudden your man want to start tripping. He want to start doing all kinds of stuff, or your girl start tripping because everybody wants to be single during the summertime so that they can mingle and meet somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what they say. Is that true?
Wow.
Everybody want to be single during the summertime?
There's a lot of more activity going on in the summer. I will say that. I won't say that everybody wants to be, like, single, because I think it's a lot of people that are able to just kind of keep balance in the summer where there's just a lot going on. But there are – I know for, like, me in Chicago where it's cold half the damn year, you know, when it gets to be 50 degrees, we get naked here. Like, we just happy that
yes.
the sun is out. And so
mm-hmm.
you got people out everywhere. You got all these activities going on. Everybody's
yes.
half clothed, you know. And it's just a lot of potential for the wandering. It's a lot of, you know, you get a lot more options. And so if you don't have that foundation with the person that you're with, if you don't really have that, you know, trust and that relationship kind of built already, I think that it is a great potential that, you know, your person probably will
yeah.
leave you alone in the summer, because why would they stay? There's nothing keeping them there. And I was really happy that you touched on what you said about it having to be built on more than just you look good or,
yeah.
you know,
right.
we like having sex
That's
together.
Right.
Well, guess what? Here comes somebody else that I like
That's
having sex
right.
with, too, and they got a bigger
mm-hmm.
butt, so now I'm with them or whatever. So when it's kind of based on those physical traits, it's really easy to sway, you know, and that's what I think
yeah.
goes on a lot in the summer. It's just kind of like really kind of reality kicking in. Like, okay, maybe this
mm-hmm.
person wasn't really all that into you.
yes. Oh, the famous line.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So much so. And by the way, for those of you who have your Kim deck, what you can do is, there's a lot of love energy, relationship energy in the deck as well, too, which we're going to talk about that as we continue here in the show. Someone asked the question in the chat room, what's the difference between Zulu
union? Oh, wait.
Zulu union.
Big difference.
And the secret union. So now, I want to hear from the magic maker.
Yeah, we need to hear from the magic maker.
And I want you guys, if you know the difference, I want you to press 1 and come on. And I want you to tell us that when you're working with your Kim deck, because that's your Know Your Magic, you know, Oracle psychic deck to build your psychic muscles, what's the difference between Zulu Union and Sacred Union? I want to hear their responses. What do you say, Esther?
I want to hear their responses, too. I want to hear it, too. Mm-hmm.
Six,
I know
six,
all
five,
about
six,
that.
711 and 1 when you get on the phone lines, because we would love to hear what you magic makers have to say. Come on, don't be shy, you guys. Mm-hmm. Don't be shy. Let's see. Do we have any callers, Esther?
Let's see. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Going to the caller calling in from area code 414. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Mama want to answer that question. I don't have an answer. I'm really kind of waiting on something else.
Okay. Yes, that's okay. Thank
Sorry.
You.
That was straight
oh,
up. That was
too
straight up.
Funny. She said,
too
I'm not going to even
funny.
Play. I don't want to answer
oh,
that. Okay. All right. Going
I
to the next
hear.
Caller calling in from area code 786. 786, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 786? Okay.
Oh, they got silent. They got scared.
They scared. That's cute.
They scared.
I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code, let's see, 954. 954, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 954? Oh,
no,
you all are too
scary.
Funny. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Too
funny.
Funny. Okay, I'm going to try. Let's see here. Area code 612. 612?
Not in my icebox.
Ooh, 612, you're live on the remix. 612 got some stuff going on. Y'all are real
funny
tonight. Wow.
Let's see. It looks like some more callers jumped on.
Yes,
so.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the caller calling in from area code 501. 501, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Peace, y'all. This is Afia from Arkansas.
Hey, Afia.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Good. Yeah, I don't know the difference between the car. I don't have my deck with me, but I can see the picture in my mind. And
okay.
I've never pulled the Zulu Union car. But, I just wanted to say something because nobody was saying anything.
Okay. All right. Well, we
I like the Zulu
car.
The artwork is nice.
You like the art. Okay.
The
and you should never leave home without your cards. You really should.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they need to be with you. It's a brother and sister in Hawaii that makes some beautiful pouches, which, by the way, I need to get back in touch with them. And they're charged with lots of energy through knitting to keep that energy in for you. So, yeah.
Okay, Afia, hold the line. We'll come back to you. All right, going to the caller, calling in from area code 646. 646, you are live on the air. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Lanisha calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Lanisha.
Hey, greetings, Lanisha from Brooklyn.
How are you tonight?
Wonderful.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. So I decided to also look at the card to try to get basically a visual representation of what I think the difference could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say a sacred union from what I see is that something that basically a relationship or a partnership that you hold basically dear to your heart or near to your heart, and possibly you wouldn't, like, let anything come between that. And even the color representation of blue and red, and how the woman in the diagram, in the Kim deck is red and the guy is blue, with the masculine and feminine energy, if that has something to do with it. And also Zulu Nation, I've noticed that the visual is not that, I guess, graphic. It's much more of a conservative picture or visual for the Zulu Union.
Which one is, the Zulu is more conservative, you think?
Yes, to me. And to me, the sacred union is more wild. So maybe, yes.
Okay.
Did that explain anything?
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Hold the line.
All right,
oh, wow.
Going to
that
the next caller. Very beautiful. The next caller calling in from area code 225. 225, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Ebony calling from Enridge.
Hey, Ebony.
Greetings, Ebony.
Hey, Esa. Hey, Miss Boo. I'm so upset I'm about to answer this question.
Go ahead. We want to hear. I really want to hear what you guys are saying. So, yeah, I want to hear.
So, to me, sacred union is something more sacred. I agree with the last call, kind of like a partnership and something close and almost spiritual. But when you get to the Zulu union, that's like, you know... That's like the Zulu.
What does that mean, Ebony?
What you mean by the Zulu?
Oh, man. Come on, Blue.
Mm.
I'm gonna go on a whim. I'm gonna just say that's more of just a physical connection.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I'm really loving what you guys pick up when you I'm just really loving the responses here. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Hold the line.
Hold the line. Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Next caller calling in from area code 954. 954, if you are live on the remix, who's on the line and where are you calling from?
954, this is Jed calling from Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, from Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Okay, go ahead.
It's good to be connected. Good to hear you two ladies. Definitely, it's an honor to be live to the Remix family, to all of y'all. I'm glad to be here. It's an honor.
Aww. That's so sweet. Good to feel the brother's energy. Okay, we're listening.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What's the question? I'm just tuning in. I was here. And I believe the last question was on the
Here we go.
The Zulu Union and the Sacred Union, right?
Right. You know the question. Yes. Thank you, brother. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. I want to be on point. Okay, so check this out. I don't have my own personal cards, right? But my maid has a card, so I'm looking at it, to be honest. But I'm planning to get my cards. I'm ready for my cards now. Oh, yeah, question. Okay.
Go ahead. We're waiting.
What's the difference, huh? I would say the Zulu Union is more of
It's more wild.
It's a lot more wild, more untamed, more erotic, more loose, if I may. Versus, I don't want to say versus.
Did you say loose?
Sacred Union.
Give us an example.
When I look at the Sacred Union, I see more sensual. When I see Zulu Union, there's sensual there, I'm sure. But I see a lot more, I don't know how to put it in words, really. It's more lustful. And I'm not saying lustful is a bad thing. Lust is a very beautiful thing.
Right.
It's a good energy. So I see more of that in there. More, what's up?
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Someone in the chat room said this is making them hot.
Yeah, I feel some heat. I definitely feel some heat.
You feel some heat, too. Where did he coming from?
I mean, that's just...
You know what? No.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you done? Are you done
sharing? Yeah, I'm done.
You done? Okay.
I'm right now. I'm listening in. Okay. Thank you for the connection.
Yes, thank you for sharing. Hold the line.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Gotta love the brothers. I got to everyone.
There looks like there's a 210 on the line. Did we go to them?
Let's go to 210. Mm-hmm. 210, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Calamar. Hi, Miss Blue and E.T.
Oh, hey, Calamar.
Calamar, greetings to you.
Hi. Well, I'll start with the Sacred Union. From my experience with the Sacred Union is that it's a partnership. Every partnership that you enter into is really about yourself. It's really a reflection of who you are, including the passion of the relationship with the Zulu card. Now, the Zulu card, the Zulu union, to me means when it says release and let go, to me that's talking about don't have any expectations when you enter into any partnership. And with the Sacred Union, having it to be about yourself is a giving and receiving in a relationship. It's that giving and receiving is also part of that reflection. Whatever you're putting out, it comes back to you. So if you create some kind of harmonized balance between the masculine energy and the feminine energy in within you in a relationship, that's a reflection of any partnership that you have outside yourself. So it's like an internal, external exchange. What it means.
So what's the difference between Sacred Union and Zulu Union?
Well, Sacred Union to me is that every partnership is really about yourself. It's a reflection of yourself. What's going on inside with the balance between or the unbalance or unharmony or the harmony between the masculine and feminine energies, because they are a partnership within you, as well as having the masculine and the feminine energy as a partnership outside of you. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can hear you.
Mm-hmm. We hear you.
And the Zulu Union is, I see the passion in the Zulu Union, but I also see it as when you're doing that passion, you're not really having any expectations about the partnership or about the relationship. I'm not saying that you don't enter that relationship with some common sense or some wisdom, but it's some kind of balance, some kind of harmony, I should say, that's there. So to me, they interact with one another. At least that's the way I see it from my perspective.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Thank you for calling
beautiful.
In and sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace, Calamar.
Well, you guys. Here's one of the things I want to let you know, that actually there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards inside the Kim deck. Actually, there's more than five, but if we're just looking at when it comes to relationships and we're talking about Sacred Union, there's actually five of them. Let me give them to you. The number 3 card, Love Begins, card number 28. Sacred Union, card number 35, Joy, card number 15, Zulu Union, and card number 16, Shu and Tefnut. So the question that we started out with was, what's the difference between Sacred Union and Zulu Union? Now, here's the answer I'm going to tell you. You guys are all correct, in a sense.
Yep.
But when you start to look at it from an oracle perspective, know that these cards really are divinely speaking to you. So, for instance, there's times where we're doing readings on the show, and I may pull Zulu Union for somebody and let them know, check it out. You guys are at war in your relationship at this particular time. And that there is this big battle, even though you guys love each other, you're at war. That's one energy of the Zulu Union. The other energy that could come out of the Zulu Union is sort of this energy of really just finally surrendering to love, surrendering to freedom. You see, surrendering and understanding what that is when it comes to the relationship between a man and a woman coming together, you see. So it really carries its own energy. Sometimes I can pull this card and it can mean get the hell out of that relationship. This shit is crazy. Other times I can pull that card and it could mean that you two are finally coming together, that the war is over and you're coming together. So I want you to, yes, it's good to be able to take a look at it and really kind of come up with your own interpretation of it, because ultimately it is your muscle that you're working from in your mind. But you don't want to stay too much in your mind, because then you've lost the whole essence of it being sort of the oracle reading. You understand? Because the mind cannot answer that question. That question cannot be answered. Remember the right hemisphere. Brother Bilal, when he came on, spoke about this in depth, only understands sounds such as music. It understands colors and signs and symbols, and that's it. It doesn't understand words. All of that is left. So you don't want to get into intellectualizing it too much, because then you will lose the essence in it. So for the sister in the chat room that asked that very divine question about sacred union and Zulu union, when you look at it from your self perspective and you're taking a look, when I take a look at this card, I understand exactly what it means for me. How about you, Eric?
Oh, yeah. You don't even want to get me started on this card.
I understand exactly what it means for me on a personal level. When
absolutely.
I'm doing readings, or I'm pulling this energy and I'm looking at it from a universal perspective or someone else, I let the card speak to me. So I stay open to that, even with myself. I was really, really frustrated about some things earlier this week, and I sat down and I pulled out my Kim deck and I said, let me just do a reading. And Zulu Union kept coming up, and I had to finally laugh about it, because I realized that there was some shit that I needed to go handle first, or else I could not even get into trying to take a look at some other elements and other things that I wanted to take a look at first. So that will happen
mm-hmm.
for you too. So mm-hmm. know that whenever you're doing a reading, you're always doing your reading on yourself too. There is something in there for you. And when you can pull that essential essence of yourself out the way, then you can begin to open up to all the possibilities. So there's not one particular card in the deck that means just one thing.
One thing.
I have pulled these
yes.
cards 1,000 times, and it could have been, for someone else, it really could have been a sign that things are not going the right direction for them, and turned around and pulled the same card for somebody else, and it opened up new doorways. So don't get locked into the paradigm, because this is sort of the whole process of dealing with an oracle deck as opposed to dealing with a tarot deck.
Tarot deck,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because they have rules and regulations that says when you pull the Ten of Cups, that shit only means the Ten of Cups. It don't mean
it
that
always
now.
Means this.
It
yep.
always
mm-hmm.
means that. And that's very real, too. Understand that. There are some components of that. But for the essence, at the core, of when it comes to the Kim deck, and just so you guys know, I want you to know, understand how profound this is, that when Pure Feminine Energy did, she did the artwork, and she channeled the artwork for, based on the channels I got for card number 28, which was Sacred Union, she did this when she was at her partner's house. She did this. Now, card number 15, which was Zulu Union, was the very last channel I added to the deck. The very last channel I added to the deck, even though it was card number 15, when Spirit gave me this channel of the Zulu Union, this was the very last card to the deck. So all of these have very, very defined meanings, and you guys have given it extra meanings. How do I know? Because I know from the time that I first started working with the deck and doing it, because each one of these, if you notice, it's an archway, it's a portal, it's a gateway. And all of us who have worked with the Kim Deck have, as the collective conscious and magic makers, have been able to put our experiences and our energy into this. So it's almost like having a cosmic data bank. And so I know now that when I pull this card, all kind of shit come up. And that's because of you guys. I'm like, where did that come from? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that being related to this deck and being related to this. So you guys are putting all kind of energy out there, which is beautiful because it's giving us more and more things that we can begin to work with. And, oh, my goodness, if this file's low. I'm going to scream. I promise you. So we're going to go to some questions, and then, I don't know, maybe we'll do some readings if that's what you guys want. But we're going to get all of this stuff in. Have no fear. I don't care if we got to hold Joe ass here all night. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. So peace and love.
I really like these. Oh, go ahead, Miss Blue.
No. You really like? Go ahead.
I was saying I really like the answer. We got a lot of answers on this side chick one.
Yeah, let's read them.
We got a lot of answers. So this is the question. If you meet a man or a woman who tells you they are currently involved with someone else but they're still interested in you, do you continue pursuing them? Are you okay being a side chick or dude? So Cassidy said, no side piece for me. What of a kind. Know your magic. Priest said, I play second to no man. I heard that. Angela said, no way. I deserve better than that. Reverend Anthony said, that's whack. Dakita said, hell no, not my goodies. I run the other way like I heard news of sweet baby Jesus being born in the alley. Seriously, each one flirts with the idea, but mentally, emotionally, I can't barely keep up with myself, let alone two. Okay. Olafemme Bass says, I'm a side chick now. It's a first for me, and it works. He is a longtime friend, and I don't have to cultivate a relationship with anyone right now, but I appreciate his sex and good company. Thank you for your honesty, Olafemme. Seriously. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Okay.
Davina said, nope, I'm done with the games. Paulette said, I can't deal with the drama that this relationship would entail. And Reverend Anthony again says, things like this always turn on you and it will happen to you. I just think this is very interesting, you know, like the kind of the explanations here. Very interesting.
Very. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, you guys are really getting it in. And if you want to know where they're getting it in at, I want you to go over to the Remix family page over on Facebook. And this is
or
this
Remix
is
Radio. It's over there as well.
Yeah,
it's over there as well.
All of the discussion is going on, and yeah, you guys doing the most. Doing the most. Okay, some interesting responses there, and very, very interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, some interesting responses. And oh my goodness, this file. Insane in the membrane, you guys. Just insane. But that's okay. We're having fun here. We're live in the Remix. It's kind of like, you know, give your relationship energy orgasm, chat and chill right here with myself and Esther. And I guess as we wait on the questions to come in, we'll take some relationship questions as well, too, and do readings. while we're waiting on this file to go. So 646-652-2711. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there and you have a question for me and you want a reading, and we can kind of go into that. So you want to go to the phone line, Esther?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. Calling in from area code 919, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
And this is Michelle from Raleigh.
Okay, greetings, Michelle from Raleigh.
Hey, Michelle.
You're live from the RTP. How is the RTP?
The RTP, very rainy. Don't even seem like a summer.
Oh, well, yeah, that was one of the areas where a lot of the energy is going to be coming out of is North Carolina and Florida. Okay, yes, your question.
Yeah, my question is, okay, so let's talk about relationships. What do you do when you meet someone and then your feelings, your heart's telling you everything's good, and then when you actually, it's a long-distance relationship, then you realize that he's married. Now you already built up this emotion, and I keep pulling the Zulu card, the Zulu union.
Right.
yeah. I can see the Zulu. I can see the Zulu in that.
The marriage though is it's marriage of convenience. That's the simplest way to put it. So I just need a reading on this because usually I can run away from this quickly, but it's just something I just can't run as quick as I want to.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You've kind of told us the situation, which is fine. You can tell me that. But I want to know, what do you want to do, Michelle? What do you want?
My heart is saying go for it. I really think that it's really a marriage of convenience. I really sincerely think that he's telling me everything that he's told me is correct. But somehow, I don't know. I don't know. I doubt a lot of things. I'm lost. Sometimes one day it'll be good, and the next day it'll be like, you know what? You need to figure out what's going on, get it together. You know, I just don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a couple. Go ahead. Yes. As if we need any more, but yes, go right ahead.
The thing is, when I doubt, I will get some more attention from other people. So it's like, is this to tell me to drop it and move on, or are these just distractions?
This is really a loaded question, but a very good question and an honest question. And so I'm really going to remove myself out of this situation and anything that I feel about it personally. I just say that up front so that you can understand it, because I'm not here to judge you by no means whatsoever. This is not about a judgment call. But let's just take a look at the relationship that you're in. And because there is a part of you that really believes that you're in a relationship, and you are. I feel that you are in a relationship with this. And even though you're saying that you trust it and you understand it, you're really very, very uncertain about it. A big part of what's happening to you at this particular time is that this relationship came along in a time when you needed something other than yourself to believe in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You really needed something else other than yourself to believe in. And if we were to take all of these other factors out of the scenario. Not that we can completely remove them, but for sake of discussing this for you, let's remove them. And I want you to begin to start to think about how you feel about you, Michelle, your life, your self-worth, and those things that you're about prior to the relationship, and now how do you stand and you feel about yourself? What would you say?
I believe I was a little bit more confident before I met him. I didn't stand for no nonsense, but now it's like what I believed in before, it's like I'm settling for what I'm dealt with right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm going
well,
backwards.
Let me tell you energetically what I pick up is that before all you were about was more nonsense. The difference was you just chose not to engage in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that you was just this strong person that had all of these, for lack of a better word, morals and all of these standards, and then all of a sudden he came along, swept you off your feet, and now you're a completely different person. That didn't happen. So the same person that you were, in fact, your confidence level was at such a point that this allowed this relationship to even begin to manifest itself. Now, we're all adults. And Ms. Blue can tell you, in a perfect world, we would say that, you know, there's no such thing as a relationship of convenience. But yes, it is. There is such a thing. People are in relationships for convenience every single day because they need their light bill paid, because they don't have nowhere else to live, because they have nowhere else to go, or their children, or, you know, we can find tons and tons of reasons. I'm more concerned about your well-being. I'm more concerned about you and your well-being. That's the number one thing. That I'm more concerned about is about how this is starting to fare with you. You said that, you know, now you feel like you're not as confident and you're not as this. Well, if it's not working for you, I say don't walk, but run. Run. Leave. Get out of it. So then the next thing you're going to tell me is what? You can't? You can't leave? You can't run? You can't get out of it. You can't say the relationship is at a distance anyway. You guys don't see each other anyway. So really, what's keeping you there? What's keeping you there is the hope. What's keeping you there is sort of for you to finally have someone who chose you when you've been in situations before, when you were not the person that is being chosen. And so now you get to see what the other side feels like, but I do want to throw a little caution to you. Don't stay in that place of feeling so good about being on the other side for too long. Otherwise, you're going to play this teeter-totter game your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, what it would do you good, Michelle, is to sit down and really begin to start to formulate what a relationship is for you. And that's one of the reasons why we came up with the questions that we did tonight, is to really get people to think about what is a relationship. So if we were to ask you the question, I believe it's question number one. Can you read that one, Esther, for her?
Yes, yes, yes. So what does it mean to be in a relationship? How do you know when you're in a relationship? And what are the characteristics that define a relationship?
Can you answer that question, Michelle?
I have to take some thought to answer that.
Yeah. Take some thought and begin to answer the question. Because here's the true reality. You can continue to do whatever you want and still be in this relationship, obviously. there is nothing threatening that you have to make a decision one way or the other. So you know that the relationship is not the problem. The problem is not even that he's married and in a committed relationship. That's not your issue here. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. That's not it. But it is about you really, really getting very detailed about what it is that you want for yourself and your life and what you feel you truly in your heart of hearts deserve. That's what it's about. So the relationship, that's really at the end of the day. That's really light work.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really light work. Mhm. All right. Did that help?
Yep.
There you go. So that's it. So
okay.
don't let that kind of get you thrown off too much, because
okay.
Right now, honestly, that energy feels like it's helped you to really come to a strong realization about a lot of things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is it's not forcing you to do one thing or the other. So right now is a great opportunity for you to get centered and grounded about what it is you truly want for yourself, what does love look like for you, and what is it that you feel you truly deserve when it comes to being in a relationship.
Okay.
That's where the magic is going to come out for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. All right. Well, peace and love, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Really good question. Really good question.
Good question.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Excellent
Definitely.
Question. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I can tell you guys, we always know when we're making magic happen. It's happening. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
You know? Nobody's going around messing with people who ain't doing nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think our file has uploaded. I am so excited.
Look at that.
I am so excited about that. I really believe our file is up, so let's see. I think it's up. Where'd it go? Ooh, let me see if I can find it. Oh, it's up, and it's ready. We are going to have to set this up. Okay, you guys, well, here's one of the things that... Here's one of the things that I want you guys to do. Lots of things going on in the chat room, you guys. A whole lot of energy out there. this
oh.
is always an indication of where spirit is. You know,
yeah.
It always lets
know
you know.
Your magic.
Know
your
magic,
magic
for real. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's what I want you guys to do. I kind of went through and I took a look at a lot of information when it comes to the chakras and when it comes to understanding how to give yourself sort of the energy orgasm in your chakras, how your chakras relate to your relationship. And so we're going to take a listen to this. I want you guys to take some notes. Of course, it's always going to be here for you to go back and download. And then me and Esther are going to come back, probably take some more calls, take some more questions, do some more readings. You're live here in the Remix, and we'll be right back after this. All right, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. And I want to give you guys sort of some goody notes
on the chakras and how they impact us. Particularly, we're talking about how the chakras, our energy centers, impact us in relationships. And this is something I've been studying for quite some time now, so I kind of have all of my goody notes right here that I can give to you, and we can dive right in. I'm going to go through them pretty quickly, so, you know, listen up. So, here we go. We're going to talk about the first chakra. And one of the things about the first chakra, and actually that we know about the first three chakras, it really relates to those things of the root, the spleen, and the solar plex. They all control our physical and our emotional selves. And we know when it comes to being in a relationship, whether that's with your man, if it's with your children or brothers, if it's with your woman, you know, that physical and emotional self really is what comes forth in any relationship. So now, let's talk about this. The root chakra relates to our self-awareness, really how we connect with ourselves and just that awareness. It's that area that really controls our survival and our stability by connecting our physical bodies to our place on earth. Yeah. So it controls those things like sleeping and also eating and other things that we just need that's necessary in order for us to survive as humans. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. If this chakra is overactive, what it does is it causes the person to become fearful, self-centered, very insecure, and you'll see a lot of acts of self-pity. Too much energy here can also induce paranoia. You'll see that a lot. They'll become very paranoid about everything. And so this can cause you to sort of kind of revert back to survival mode, you know, with your partner. And you can also make them feel as if they are in danger of being sort of opposed or controlled, you know. And you'll see a lot of what I like to call power struggles going on the physical and the psychic plane when this energy is out of balance, you know. And so if this chakra, if this particular energy center is out of balance, here's a couple of things that I'll see. I'll see sparks shooting off. You may see all kinds of things going off. The person can become more unstable, insecure, and out of touch with their body. And also, it's just its basic needs, you know, just the basic needs, you know. So these are some things to definitely keep in mind. Now, in order to heal this chakra, there's only one thing, and this is at the core of everything myself, Miss Blue, that I come from, and this really helps to keep me centered and balanced, is that you have to come from the place of love instead of survival. Whenever you start getting into the survival mode, you're really sort of kind of bringing that first energy center out of balance. And when this chakra is balanced correctly, it creates courage and confidence. It'll just kind of be oozing out into the person's aura. And you'll be able to see that. You'll see their honesty. You'll see their strong will. All of these things will start to come to light for them. Yeah. And here's some things. If you can kind of just feel, and I want you to just kind of drop down in your body, just connect yourself right there to that area, you know, just for the brothers, I want you to drop all the way down until you can feel the energy in sort of your growing area. And for sisters, I want you to just drop down into your yoni. Just kind of move that energy all the way to the very bottom of your spine. And right there, just kind of sit with that energy there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. just sit with it there. Now, here's some foods that you can eat. You can actually eat foods high in protein, particularly spinach is one of those things there, and even a little bit of red meat. I know for some of my vegans and veganettes, that's kind of a no-no, but red meat is one of the ways to really kind of balance this out a little bit, and you need to avoid all kinds of, any kind of extra stimulant drugs or something that can be connected as a drug or even caffeine, you know, and these are going to be some of the ways with food that you can begin to balance that. We'll talk a little later about how you can begin to move the energy through and do some real woo-woo magic and get that area balanced. So next, we're going to move on to the second chakra. Now, this particular area here is the part of your chakra that really influences our emotional state and really our self-respect. This chakra also controls our ability to give ourselves the freedom to expand, just to expand our knowledge, expand our information, not be stuck at the same stages that we were 15 years ago and just starting all over from zero. Have you ever seen that? And sometimes, you know, it's so many things out there that what happens is you may feel like you're stuck and you just keep going back to zero. No, don't go back to zero. You may need to move forward. You may not know everything, but you're certainly not stuck at zero again. So don't keep taking yourself back to zero. These are the ways of the world, and we definitely don't want to do that when we know our magic. Now, this particular area, the second chakra, is the center of our emotion. It also creates the joy of life. This is where you feel joy. When you start to feel joy and you can feel it rising up in your body, this is it. When this area is in balance, you know, it removes all of your inhibitions about everything, and it really just really gives you a sense of independence and really just that ability to just stand out and above. This is the area we use for self-care, and it also gives us the urges to make choices about what brings us pleasure. So I want you guys to think about that right now when it comes to your relationship, and think about those things that bring you pleasure. I'm sure you can think about a lot of things in your relationships that bring you present pleasure in your life. But I want you to also think about this. If a person has an overly active second chakra, often what will happen is they will often confuse pleasure and sensation with love. Let me say that again. They will confuse pleasure and sensations with love. It can also, you know, be the thing that push you into the pursuit of happiness to the point of greediness and addiction. So let me tell you how this works, okay? This is the particular area that controls our appetite for sensations of all types, including sound, taste, smell, touch, and sight. All of these things. I want you to begin to, you know, just think about these things. Yeah. Now, once this particular area or this chakra is out of balance, this is where anger, this is where jealousy comes in, this is where despair comes in, all of these things right here. So if your partner is in a place where there is too much second chakra energy at work, here's some things that you can begin to do. You can play some music, you can dance, you can paint, you can cook. Sex. You can have sex with this person. It's going to be great, and really connect with them at a soul level, you know, to be in that place of love. Some foods that can help you in this area is going to be chocolate, it's going to be fruit, it's going to, believe it or not, honey, and also ice cream, and even pastas. Yeah, all of those things is really going to, you know, really there. And this is sort of that time that you get into the place where you can begin to affirm that I am not my body or my mind. I am a spiritual being who is in this world, and really just begin to connect sort of with that higher part of yourself. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to talk about the next one, which is the third chakra. And this is all about wisdom, clarity, self-esteem. It gives the person to the ability to perceive themselves and others in a very, very positive life by increasing your self-awareness. So this has a lot to do with self-awareness. And, you know, if this third chakra is understimulated, closed down, what happens is the person will start to develop an inferiority complex. And, you know, you'll be able to see this. They'll start to analyze situations over in their mind. They'll become ego-driven and just all over the place, just scattered, just everywhere. You know, they will just become anxious. They will have fears of the future, and they will start to tell you that relationships are draining for them, whether it's an intimate relationship, relationship with friends, at work, everything will become completely draining for them. If this particular area is that way for yourself or a partner, the other thing I want you to look out for is they will become tired or be overcome by sleep. You know, this chakra will begin to shut down. And the only way to communicate with a person in this state is in a passive-aggressive manner. Very interesting, that passive-aggressive. Now, if this particular chakra is overactivated, then what will happen is the chakra will tend to make the person ego-centered and self-centered. They will become forceful and demanding that you see everything their way. And they also will become very, very strong. Now, in a relationship, how you will see this energy being played out is in the very, very beginning of the relationship. The person will go out of their way to sweep the other person off of their feet. They will do everything it takes. It doesn't matter what it is. They will do it to sweep the person off of their feet. Yes. With an overactive third chakra, what has happened is the intuition has been cut off. And it will drive the person without checking to see if there is any water below, and consequences are often out the window. So a lot of times what happens when a person has this particular area and it's overstimulated for them, they will get into a new relationship and cut off all relationship ties with someone else. And that new person will become grandiose. They will put that person up on a pedestal and they'll repeat the cycle over and over again. And then suddenly they'll get to the point where the relationship will become draining again and it's time for them to move on. And this will be a repetitive pattern. A lot of times it's ego-driven and there is no wisdom, there is no intuition, there is no third eye activity going on. This is all coming from the mind. Yeah. So, that's the third chakra. So, there are a couple of things that you can begin to do to activate this area in this particular solar plex. Is you're really going to do quite a bit of work. and we'll talk about that work. But you'll have to do a lot of work. When it comes to food, you want to eat those foods that really have that vibration of the color yellow. And then you want to begin to understand that you're guided sort of by your higher self, the divine force. And know that everything that you want and you need is coming to you. And you will be able to see your path. You'll be able to see it. You don't have to force it. And you don't have to force your way onto others. So now, let's go on to the fourth chakra. I know this is a lot of information, but this is some real goody shit right here. This is some good, sexy relationship things that you can take with you and you can use in every area of your life. So let's talk about the fourth chakra. Of course, we know that is the heart center there. And this is the area of self-love, of love and self-love. Not the type of love we feel as an emotion, but rather the point of consciousness. And this is when this area is in balance, we feel calm, giving and accepting of ourselves and others. We get out of that place of judgment. We get completely out of that. When clear, this chakra controls our compassion, and we feel pain and joy and the struggles of other people. That's kind of key, because you can feel that for other people as well as yourself. You know, this is the place of giving and receiving of unconditional love, because this is about balancing out the whole being, because this connects the lower and the higher self together. This is the place where everything becomes one, you know, the heart center. It's also that as above, you know, so below, you know, it's also the seen and the unseen. You know, this is where everything comes together. It controls acceptance, abundance, well-being, trust, prosperity, good health. You know, this is where we begin to see how a person really feels about us. This is in the fourth chakra, in our heart centered. Now, an overstimulated heart chakra cannot hurt you. Isn't that a good thing? If your heart center is overstimulated, it cannot help you, hurt you whatsoever. Genuine love is naturally always a good thing, to have that genuine love in your heart. I know I certainly have it, and I know a lot of you do as well too. Now, when this is off balance, let's talk about that. Now, it becomes emotionally unstable, the person, and very critical. And they will have a hard time giving and receiving affection. Kind of like, get out of here. Don't say those things to me. Don't get all mushy. You know, they reject that. They may act loving, but feel resentful while doing so. You know, really start to resent the things that they say they love. They may give others or give to others out of obligation or do things out of obligation, and they will say things, I only did this because this person did this for me, or if it wasn't for this, I did this for that person. All of these things really shows that this fourth chakra, the heart chakra, is off balance. It's out of line. You know, they will have a hard time receiving from others. If this chakra is closed off altogether, the person can become very bitter, jealous, and very indifferent. And people resonate strongly with other people's worries, obsessions, and they become codependent. They will look in their life and see that they are completely codependent on everything that is around them. Yeah. Yeah, so it's important to keep this particular area in very, very good standing. This, you know, is a very important chakra. Of course, we all know this. And this is really where the place of all healing takes place. And some of the things that you can begin to do, and all fruit is going to be good for this as far as food is concerned, but I really want you to focus on things like strawberries, cherries, and plums all of these things and start to affirm that I am love, I am lovable, and really this is also about forgiveness. It's about I release the past with love and light and offerings and receiving forgiveness, prosperity, abundance. You know that these things are a part of your divine right. And, know that everything that you do, you come from that place of love. And then begin to ask yourself the question, why? And really start to look at the reasons why do you do it, because that's going to take you back to the heart of the matter. It's going to get you into the core center of why you do it. Okay, so next, we're going to talk about the fifth chakra. Oh, I love talking about this because this is about communication, and we know that all relationships are about communication. You shut down communication, you shut down the relationship. And so the throat chakra is the center of knowledge and decisiveness. It really has a lot to do with that energy. It allows the person to be telepathic, to develop their psychic abilities. All of these things, their psychic abilities of clairaudience. And, you know, it's like listening to the radio. This chakra controls the consciousness of psychic hearing. You know, people communicate telepathically, whether they realize it or not. I always hear people telepathic thoughts of what they're saying and what they're doing. It also allows you to hear a higher voice if you listen. If you listen very closely, you can hear that higher voice. When you listen to this voice, the conscious mind will connect to the subconscious. And you will always, always, absolutely, positively hear the right answer. Yeah. Now, whenever you have an underactive fifth chakra, you often suppress your ability to express yourself, to be honest, or to listen to what we hear. You know, this is a lot of times where manipulation of the conversation to fit our own needs come into play, selective editing out what we refuse to believe. You know, the throat chakra is the one that will tell you if you should take, maybe a left turn or a right turn, you know, to get to your destination. Or maybe you shouldn't catch that flight. Or maybe you shouldn't ride in that car. Or maybe you shouldn't go to the store right now. You know? And if this chakra is overactive, people may have problem with self-talk or inner voices. They will lack discernment between confusing the voice in their head with their small inner voice. And a lot of times, this can actually lead to mental illness. Because people will believe that the small voice in their head is really telling them to do these things, say these things, and act this way. And this is one of the easier chakras to get out of balance, believe it or not. And so many people can go for years with this particular energy out of balance. So, this energy center, you know, is your connection with your higher self, your guides, how you can begin to speak with them. Some of the foods is going to be bananas, kelp, ginseng, echinacea, barley, and wheatgrass. These are just a few, you know, and then you want to begin to affirm that you only listen to the voice of your higher self, and you know that you are a channel for receiving divine wisdom. Very important. Communication. This is that center, but this is also your whole psychic center. Everything comes from this particular area. So next, we're going to talk about the sixth chakra, Yeah, this one. This one has a lot to do with really unlocking those doors when it comes to understanding self-responsibility, intuition, and all of those woo-woo mystical things as well, too. It allows you to see people and places in the future, as well as events that are happening. This is also a place where clairvoyancy originates. Yeah. So whenever you're in tune with this, a person will have the ability to connect with spirit guides, see chakras, auras, and also become mediums. Allows them to gaze into the soul and captures the essence of a person that may have already passed on. This is a place where I do a lot of my work as well, too. And so when you're tapping into this area, because it is located right there, we say, right by the forehead and between, just between your eyebrows, right there. Mm-hmm. Also called the third eye. You know what it is. It also helps you follow your soul's path by trusting your intuition, which is so important. So very, very important. Yeah. It allows you to see things from a higher perspective rather than the material comfort of our ego-driven selves, you know. And it also strengthens your intuition, your imagination, your psychic powers, and also dreams. And what it does is it connects your consciousness to the universe, to the divine universe that is so very, very large and so big, you know? So very, 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 very powerful. Mm-hmm. Now, if your third eye was completely shut down, which in fact, I don't believe that any of us has a third eye that's completely shut down. Certainly not if you're listening to the remix. You're not. It's a person, they lose their ability to imagine. That's going to be one of the things. They will over-intellectualize everything. Everything will become intellect about their life. You see. Logic and linear thinking is guiding them. They see the world with a tunnel vision, and they don't trust anything that they can't physically prove. Now, do you only trust things you can physically prove? Really? Now, here's another thing. If it becomes overactive, I think this is more about what we have to worry about than it being shut down, is really it becoming overactive. And I certainly get a lot of this in the readings. When this particular chakra becomes overactive, what happens? It produces hallucination, and it leaves the person feeling delusional. They lack focus and concentration because they're all over the place. They become prone to nightmares. And so even though dreams are a really, really good thing, when this particular chakra is overactive, you will start to have the craziest-ass dreams, and they'll just be all over the place. That's another sign. Not the only one, but it's also another sign that your third eye is overactive. You'll have nightmares. You'll be detaching from reality in every single way. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's good to do that. But everything has its point and balance. So, some of the things you need to begin to do. Chamomile. You need to drink tons and tons of water. Bring water into your life. And vitamin E. Yeah. And then begin to affirm to yourself, I am always safe, divinely guided, and really, I know my higher self shows me the way. really, really get into that energy. So now, let's go to the seven chakra, and we're only going to do seven right now, but we're going to talk about these because these are some of the core ones, some of the major ones that really, really help when it comes to relationship. This one, located at the top of your head, it rules self-knowledge and spiritual awareness. And this controls the consciousness of the spiritual awakening and enlightenment. It also connects you with wisdom. This is here where our higher self communicates with spirit. It gives us access to thoughts and also where we gather our inner strength. When this chakra is open, you'll have the ability to see and to understand the deepest mysteries of life. Yeah. And this is really the point of where they say heavenly energy begins to flow. It allows us to look into our past life. It allows us to see our personal soul history. And when this chakra is open, the person knows things without having any reason. Tapping into the universal mind and finding information that can be very, very valuable in their lives. Now, these energy centers, and you guys know how I feel about it, can be expanded in many ways. I tried to sort of kind of condense it, try to stick to some of the textbook things as much as possible so you can do your own research on it and really do your own studies of this. And really begin to go into this. One of the quickest ways to really begin to tap into this energy and really just to open it up is to really go into a meditative state or a lot of the spirit quests that we do right here on the Remix. These are going to be the things that begin to open up this particular center and really allow this energy to flow in, Mm-hmm. Now, if your crown chakra doesn't open completely, what happens? Or it becomes overstimulated, it can cause many psychoses. Forgetfulness is one of the things. Person can't remember anything. And this also will cause depression and also a lack of enthusiasm and also inspiration. You will see these things begin to go. Now, this is the place where you begin to feed yourself divine food energy. Food for yourself with spiritual knowledge and also, you know, really just understanding and learning more about your intuition and begin to just affirm that divine right action guides your every move and know that all the answers that you have come from within. Well, there you have it, everyone. Those are seven chakras. How you can begin to connect with them when it comes to your relationships and how you can begin to understand yourself so that when you're with your man or brothers, when you're with your woman and you're in that relationship, you can understand what energy to begin to put forward and make sure that some of these areas are not overly active and some are not understimulated and you're just kind of, you know, kind of riding the waves and bringing in that energy that it needs to be brought in such a loving way. So enjoy, have fun as always. Remember, at the core of everything, it should be love. Just come from that place. You don't have to worry about being honest. You don't have to worry about remembering because everything will be pure and divine. So this is Miss Blue just wishing you love and get into those energy centers and just keep it going. Just keep the energy moving. Peace and love.
All right, you guys. Just a little bit of treat for you guys.
Lots of information.
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of information on how you can connect and begin to, and I'm glad you guys are enjoying that, and you can begin to connect with how the chakras play themselves out in your everyday life when it comes to relationships. and being able to connect with that. So did you guys enjoy that? Wow. Mm-hmm. Doing the most.
Doing the most.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Cosmic Lady. Thank you guys in the chat room. I'm glad you guys really, really enjoyed that. We wanted to put something together tonight for you guys, the questions, and also just to give you some tools, really, so that you can see how you can begin to infuse this energy, this orgasm energy, you know, energy into just into everything that you do, you know, your relationships and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah. Someone said that my voice sounded a little distant. Well, you know, I'm traveling all over the place, so ain't no telling where I'm going to be or where I'm at.
Right.
So ain't no telling where I'm going to be at, you guys. But really wanted to share that with you guys as well as the questions. How are they doing with the questions? We got some more answers, Esther. How's
you know,
that
they are. The one question that I think is really, really important that we have not gotten a lot of answers for is really how we started the show off when we were talking about how do you know when you're in a relationship?
Yes.
What defines a relationship? And we touched on the one that was the, you know, understanding and building together and then enjoying each other, mutual understanding, teamwork, and like to do things together. But we set those already. And so I just find it very interesting because a lot of the other questions, we got a lot of responses, but kind of the base, the most important one, how you dictate that you're in a relationship, how do you even know that you're in a relationship, that's the one that I think we definitely should discuss.
Yeah. So what's up with that, you guys? Ooh, look at all these callers on the line. What's really going on?
What's really going on?
We need to, I think we need to go to the phone lines and just see what's really going on.
Yeah. Y'all going to have to tell us on the phone lines how you know you in a relationship, okay? 646-652-2711. All right, I'm going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 281. 281, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Peace, what up, Remix family? This is Black Sambo calling from Houston, Texas.
Peace, Black Sambo.
Black Sambo, the brother with the yoni.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on, my sisters?
What's hey,
good?
Black Sambo.
I'm just messing with him. I'm just messing. It's a chat room joke. So if you got
chat room joke, yes.
Then you don't get it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So you calling in to share with us how you know when you're in a relationship and what defines a relationship for you?
For me, it would be communication, terms and conditions that we agree to.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have us on speakerphone by chance?
I do.
Can you take us off, please?
Yes.
Okay, because we want to hear you real close. We want you to come very close.
I think it's the terms and conditions that you said we want to know. I think.
Well, I guess you said terms and conditions and communication. Did you say that? Communication?
I did. Correct.
Okay. So that's how you know you're in a relationship? Like, for real? So me and you in a relationship?
Me and you in a relationship? I mean, we build relationships every day. with it just depends on how you look at things, you know, and how you want to interact with.
We're not talking about how you look at things, literally. We're talking about how Sambo look at things. How do you see that? That's what we want to
know. Right. Yeah, I do, and we are. We are. I agree. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we are. I'm in a relationship with you guys, with the whole Remix family. You, yes, I am.
Okay. So when it comes to sort of a sacred union, one-on-one relationship, maybe you have that, or maybe you have one-on-four, one-on-five. I don't know what you brothers out there doing today. But, you know, what are some of the things that define that? How do you know that that is a relationship?
When you say communication, you know, it's such a, what are you communicating about? And then when you said, like, the standards, like, what are the standards? What are the terms? You know, you can pick any of your relationships or past relationships as an example.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Go to a past relationship with mine. I felt like at one point in time was a soulmate, you know, and I kind of base things, once you've had that feeling to be adored, look at it as a sense of inspiration, things of that nature. I mean, it's kind of hard to not to put that on some respect for how you look at other things. So, I mean, it's kind of hard not to compare, in a sense, better lack of terms, to deal with it. You know, it's like, you know, once you've had that soulmate and it came to your life, you always want that again. You always want that again.
What was it about the soulmate relationship? What was so special about it?
It was everything. It was almost like when you know, you know. You know, when you know, you know. You take a look at a person, or you just, it's just when you know, you know. You know, it's not something I can really explain. It's something just when you know, you know. And I experienced it at a very young age, and it was almost everything. It was the risk that you took for that person. It was everything, you know. It was like the good and the bad. And then I still learned from it. And right.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to cut you off, but really, really some interesting things that you're bringing up here. And one of the things I want to ask you, do you feel that there's only one soulmate relationship? Do you think you can ever have that again, or did you ever find that again?
I've had that once. It only happened once, and I don't know if I ever find it again. I don't know, but that person.
Well, I guess the question I'm going to ask you is, because a lot of times what I find is that some people believe that there's only this one soulmate, there's only this one twin flame. I don't really believe that. I believe we have many soulmates and many different soul relationships that manifest themselves on many different levels. But if somewhere in your belief, and I just have this belief here, because I pulled a card for you and card number 3, Love Begins, showed up for you.
Wow.
Real interesting. Is that there is a part of you that believes that that relationship, even though this is a true statement, can never be duplicated, but you can never get to sort of that point again. And here's what I want to say to everyone out there is that if you believe that, then what you're actually doing is blocking the energy for any of your other soulmates to come into your life. So know that, you know, there's a part of you, because it was so young when it happened, that you believe that it could never, you could never love anyone like that, and no one could ever love you the way that that relationship was, or understand you at the essence of who you are. If you believe
right.
that, then that will always be the case. And so it is time for you to really kind of open yourself up and get a new story and know that that was sort of a prelude of things to come, you know.
Right.
But you mm-hmm. you said something interesting, and I think that a lot of sisters can learn from this. You said just the way that you were adorned, you know. Explain that
right.
for us. Help us to understand how a brother can feel that.
Okay. Well, it's almost like, it's almost like, it's almost like someone, how can I explain it? The feeling is kind of unexplainable,
yeah.
But at the same mm-hmm. time, to some degree, I felt like that person was really trying to get to know me. Was really trying to get to know me, and at some point knew me, really get to know me, you know. And to be adored, I felt like that person, no matter what, was always concerned and on the more nurturing side, you know.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
yeah.
for that. So what did you call in for tonight? Did you?
I guess the question you guys had asked. I forgot the question now.
What defines a relationship? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in to speak on that. Yeah. And I think I already.
Yeah, you spoke on that and then some. You did.
Right. I love you guys.
All right.
Love you, Black Sambo.
Yes, I won't mess with you in the chat room no more. I won't.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Ah, oh, beautiful, beautiful. So
too
many of
funny.
You guys. Too funny.
Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 805. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
So you're PQ?
We're going to come back to 805.
We'll come back to 805.
805, yes.
Going to the caller, calling in from 770. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 770, we can't hear you.
770.
Okay, we'll come back to them too.
Yeah, come back.
All right,
scared,
going
you guys.
To the. I know they are, right? Because we asked the question.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't get scared. You can still call in for reading.
You can still call in.
You sure can.
Going to the caller calling in from area code 682. 682, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello. How y'all doing? This is Kofi calling from Texas. Hello,
hey,
Ms.
Kofi.
Hey, Kofi.
I've been sitting back listening, enjoying the show, and I wanted to answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, I think how you know when you're in a relationship is when both parties are starting to have that sincere feeling for each other without asking. You know, it's not like it was when we're dating. This person is looking out, doing more things, encourage you in the right way where y'all both is encouraging each other. You know, it gets deeper. And Lord knows if she give you a key and give you a key, yeah, you win. She can come into your space uninvited at will.
You know what, Kofi?
Kofi said if you get the key, then you know it.
So let me get this straight, Kofi. So basically what you're saying is you know you're in a relationship when both parties can encourage each other without really saying anything, because you made some preferences to say it's not like being back in the day.
Yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, it's like when you know when you date, and you know, some people, they more impressive, like you say, you know, some people try to do all the things to get the person. But then as time goes on, you should never stop the dating. The person shouldn't ask you to take them out no more. You should know, hey, baby, you know, let's go out and do something tonight, you know, without asking.
Right. Without asking. So all of this, doing this grandiose things over the top, are you saying that if you start doing that, you need to keep doing that, or you should never start doing that?
I think if you start doing that, keep that up. Keep that a part of your relationship. Keep that, like, interesting time. You know, it may not dance forever, but let's go watch other folks dance and listen to the music. You know?
Okay. All right.
You know, that's how I... You know, that's what I think. It gets deeper, you know. Like you say, you know, you have that telepathically thing going on, you know.
She knows,
hey, what's wrong with you? You look like you ain't feeling good. You ain't told her nothing yet. Come here, let me check you. You know that person loves you. She's looking at you. You know, you get closer.
Okay, Kofi. That's good. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kofi said you get that key. You get that key.
Yeah, Kofi said you get that key. You in.
That's right.
Or that garage door opener.
That's right. When they can come into that space without calling or texting.
It's the modern version, you know, garage door.
Oh, wow.
And you said if you can come by the person's house without calling.
Yeah, I mean, hey, person know, they say when they know when you're moving steps, even if you ain't married, they, you start giving that space up uninvited, you do. If you ain't in a relationship, you better act like you want. Because now it's a respect back. You know what I'm saying? You gave that out. You know what I'm saying? That was your decision.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing, Kofi.
No problem. I enjoy y'all. I love y'all. And I'll talk to y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Hold the line for us. So can I ask something, Miss Blue?
Yes.
I need to ask something. So,
okay.
What I'm hearing, I'm hearing like how we know whether we're in a relationship or not, and it seems like a lot of it, just based on what everyone is saying, is more based on a feeling. Than
yes.
It is actually communicating, saying we're in a relationship.
That's right.
And
you know,
that's interesting.
That's
very interesting to me.
It is really interesting. And, you know, I guess we can look at that two ways because, you know, when we communicate telepathically, it is a form of... communication. That's a form of communication as well. And the other thing is sometimes that can really just leave too many lines open. Because think about it. If you just think you're in a relationship based on a feeling, may maybe, what if your feeling is wrong?
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe what you're truly feeling is not being communicated. Oh, it looks like a love connection. Can we throw a heart in the chat room? I'm not going to say any names.
I'm not saying nothing either, but I already see.
Black Sambo and Cosmic Lady. No name.
I heard that.
Oh, anything can happen on the remix, you guys. Anything. For real, for real, for real.
Too funny.
For real. Too funny. Giggle, giggle, giggle. We ain't crazy. Okay. But, yes, it does seem like everybody who's calling in is really talking about the feeling. And I know a lot of times that comes after you get to know the person, or is that something that you don't get to know? Like, have you ever been in the grocery store or maybe just walked past the person and really just had that feeling?
Yeah.
You know?
Before
you actually even really connected with the person. I certainly know that that has happened to me before as well, too, and panned out to be a very beautiful and amazing thing. Feelings are very, very keen when you can really tap into them. Let's go to the phone lines and see who else is there, because we see all of you guys from all over the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Going to the caller calling in from area code 646. 646, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 646, we can't hear you.
Yeah,
okay. 646. I will come back to 646.
Maybe.
All right.
Start it over again.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, calling in from area code 909-909, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon. I'm calling from California.
Hey,
okay,
Sharon.
Greetings. Sharon from California.
Yes. I want to touch on that, what you were just saying about the whole feeling, you know, without actually saying that you're in a relationship. And because this is something I have been going back and forth with a sister friend of mine, and I'm going to actually have her listen to the show when I'm done. I mean, you know, in a couple of
days
when she can. But anyway, because basically it's the thing where she has kind of like these relationships with men. And because this is an ongoing debate between me and her, so I have to say it. She has these relationships with men. And they get very intense and very sexual. But her thing is, I will never tell the man that we're in a relationship. You know, so when he starts to act and do relationship stuff, she tells him, well, we're not in a relationship, and I don't know why you're tripping at this and that. I've never thought of a relationship with you. But what I try to get, and then when they go off on her and start acting crazy, she's like, you know, like a deer caught in headlights. You know, doesn't know what's going on, doesn't understand why she gets this negative energy. And I'm telling her, because you do relationship stuff, she said, but the whole time I'm telling men that I'm not with you. I said, but to have a close sexual relationship with somebody, ongoing, one-on-one, you know, and you're making a phone call and you're giving them attention, it doesn't matter what you say. You know what I'm saying? It's like your body is saying one thing, your energy is saying another thing. But her whole thing is, but I'm not communicating that to them. The whole time I'm telling them we're not together, you know. So then it causes like this constant chaos. And me as a friend, I'm trying to get her to understand over and over, you can't do relationship stuff with people and then say you're not in a relationship. Because a lot of times people really don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? Especially you know, they don't understand that. And they get caught in, and then it just gets extremely chaotic. So I'm one of those people, I believe that, hello?
Oh, yes, we're here.
We're still here.
Yeah, listening.
I want to say, I believe that it has to be communicated. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because, and men will play that too as well. If they don't, if we're not, if it's not said that we are together, I don't think it should be assumed because there's relationships up. Because the game has changed so much. You know, it has to be just when it became two people, and it should be verbal. And I don't think doing relationship stuff is just enough. You have to bring clarity to that.
Wow.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And a great discussion. Here's what I'll say, is your friend is kidding herself. I mean, if she likes to stroke the python, and it looks like she does, that she's going around stroking python and saying that she's not in a relationship when in fact she is. Now, maybe to the level of commitment, maybe something completely different. I don't want to get too much into wordplay, but she is not committed, but she is in all of these relationships, which is interesting. And, you know, that is an interesting scenario because typically this is the position that we usually find the male in, where we have the man and he's the one running around with all of these different women. And he's out stroking Yoni, you know. But we have your friend, and, you know, there's a part of me that want to say, you go, girl. But then there's another part of me to say that if she's not careful, she's playing a very deadly game, not only with herself, but with all of these pythons that she's fooling with, because people get hurt and in these type of situations. And if she's not committed, that's one thing, but she's fooling herself to believe that she's not in a relationship. There's a couple of things that actually happened, and there's been tons of shows that we did right here on The Remix, and we talked about them, many of the speakers who came on. Reverend Goddess Charmaine spoke about it extensively. I've talked about it. Many others have talked about it on this platform. As well as Brother Panic on the shows as well, too, you know, because sperm holds memory. And so when you're engaging in these different types of sexual activity and you're exchanging sperm and bodily fluid, these things hold memory and energetically they hold sort of mini holograms of your energy and yourself. And so, in essence, all of these men that she has engaged her aura with, herself with, these men are all walking around with her. And, in fact, what can actually happen is energetically she has become a man, energetically. So, you know, a lot of these characteristics. Now, there are some women out there that say that women are here to procreate, and really a woman should not just be with one man. She should have multiple partners, and she's able to have multiple partners. Now, we know energetically that women, when it comes to our stamina, when it comes to just the sexual aspect of the energy, that we are certainly capable of having more than one partner.
Right.
Now, here's where it becomes debatable, because we are only talking about the physical aspect of that. But what happens when it comes to the emotional component of that? What happens when it comes to the spiritual component of that? You know, how well can you handle these things? You know, and a lot of times as women, you want to find a hoe, find a woman that has been hurt and abused by men. And you'll find the biggest hoe on the planet because she's been hurt and she's been abused. And so looking at these things from a sexual perspective sometimes can become very challenging. And a lot of times we tell our mind and our body to do things that energetically, the essence of who we are, is not able to handle those situations. It looks like, now I'm not energetically reading your friend, and nor do I care to, other than maybe to pick up some of her tricks. But on a serious note, she really needs to just find a place where she can be honest about her commitment. Because if that's how she's choosing to live her life, then it is her life. You know what I mean? Who are we to say that that's not the way for her to live her life? But if she's getting the backlash from it, then she needs to be very, very honest about how she's going to commit to these types of situations. Because in the end, she's going to be the one left with the python.
Yep.
And it may not be the python she want to be left with. You know, because men talk more than women. And trust and believe, it only takes a moment to ruin a reputation of a woman. A man can go around and he can, you know, have this macho reputation of sleeping with women and gawking after women and doing all kinds of sexual things with women. And, you know, we still live in a society where he's sort of kind of looked up to. And when these things begin to come, you know, from the feminine persuasion, then it's looked at in a different way. And I'm not here to say how she should choose to live her life, but if she wants to stroke the python, then she should be very honest about the commitment level she's willing to make for these desires that she wants to act out.
Yeah. Okay. I have another question.
Yes.
Do you think a woman can be in a committed relationship with two men, and everybody knows, and sexually they're all together, you know, as far as the threesome? Do you feel like a woman can do that in a very healthy way?
I believe that yes. That, yes, it would take a very special woman, but, yes, I believe a woman can do it. Why not? Men have done it. Why not? I believe they can do it. Now, what would be the point of someone wanting to do that? I mean, they would have to decide that for themselves. But, yes, I believe a woman can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it is possible. But I can also tell you this, that it would be a lot of different circumstances to get her to the point where she would even want to engage in an act like that. Because you will have to ask yourself, this gratification we would know would only be physical.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It would be very, very challenging, and it would be challenging for that person to be able to express to me how somehow this is something that they're doing from a higher place within themselves on some sort of spiritual level. Now, if they're telling me that this is just a physical gratification and they understand what it is and this is what they want to do, I mean, who am I? We have seen worse things or what we would call worse things be in a relationship. Truth be told, there are so many women right now that are having sex with multiple men, and not because their man is telling them, but because their men is having sex with other men and then having sex with them. So they're in a threesome and don't even know it.
Right.
So when we start to look at these type of things that go on, it's a whole lot of shit going on. So, yeah, people are doing all kinds of things. You know, it really is about what level do you want to begin to engage yourself in, you know, and doing that. And here's some words of wise to you. I know that your friend keeps you very, very active in her life and everything that she has going on. But don't get yourself too wrapped up in that, because you're kind of like the fantasy girl that really wants to try some of this shit, but you allow her to live it out, you know. So, yeah, just pick that up energetically. Now, you may not want to go as far as she's gone, but energetically, some of that shit is just real kind of sexy to you and kind of provoking, but you would never do it just based on your own morals. And if you don't want to go down that road, you need to get your own fantasies about your own life and your own self and allow her to be and do what she chooses to do.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in from Cali.
Peace and love.
Yes, tell your friend stop stroking all those pythons. One of them might bite her.
I will.
Wow. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 954. 954, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, back again. This is Jim calling from Hollywood, Florida.
Hey.
Yeah.
Are you trying to answer the question?
Yeah, don't play Star Brother now.
No, I'm good. The reason why I'm really calling, I really want to get logged in for a while. I'm finally linked in, and I want to get a reading. I want to get a reading from Miss Blue.
Okay. Okay, all right, because everybody in the chat room is talking about how sexy you're trying to sound on the phone.
That's not it at all.
Yeah.
No, that's not it at all. I appreciate it, but no, I'm far from it. Very nervous, but excited overall. Very excited.
Nervous and excited. I hear you.
You know what, Cosmic Lady? You guys. You guys are something else. Y'all are something else. Okay, so here we go. We have about 4 minutes left to go in the form. And, of course, you know, I always do readings here live on the air. And, you know, well, as much as I can, you can always contact me for Private 101 at questionforblue@gmail.com. And you can always do that. But so now, what is your question? Because we have about 4 minutes left to go live. Before we get ready to go, yeah, happy is a fool. Before we get ready to go into the after hours.
Okay, I'm trying to keep it as short as possible. Really, it's straightforward to the point. Love, relationships, especially my intimate relationships. I'm in a relationship right now. I love the relationship. I love it. I love her. We have a beautiful family together. But there are parts of me that has caused some type of turbulence. I'm very open to non-monogamy right now, and I'm excited about it. I'm loving it. And although she respects my views and she sees the beauty in it too, she's not on that point. I'm not pressuring her or persuading her or anything like that. We're taking it day by day and step by step, and we've been dealing with it for a few years, actually, but now it's to the point, you know, cutting it short. I don't talk about it or mention it as much anymore. I guess I'm really just, I want to know where are we in the future. I know where I want us to be. I want us to be together. But this is a sensitive topic, and when it comes up, we, you know, things get kind of, it gets kind of chaotic, you know?
Yeah, it gets a little touchy-feely. You know, this couldn't be a better question for us to get ready to go into the after hours with.
Really? Okay, because it's a lot
it's a wonderful question. We're going to have fun exploring this. And for the rest of you guys, who are not going to be joining us in the after hours, you know what to do. Download. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You actually still have time to jump on board so you can hear the rest of the show. You can Skype in or you can call in. You'll have to do that so you can make sure you're on the phone line so you can hear this. If you don't, then you're going to have to download. See you guys on Sunday night. We'll be back right here live in the Remix. You know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it here on Blog Talk Radio, The Remix. Like it over on Facebook. If you love it, I want you to love it. And leave a comment. Leave a comment on iTunes, you know. Like it on iTunes. Love it on iTunes. Love it over on Facebook, as well as love it right here. Well, I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys in the readings and connecting with you from all over the world. As me and Esther get ready to close ourselves out here with those of you who won't be joining us in the after hours. We're about to get it in. We got
this brother on the phone.
And he wants to talk about non-monogamy.
Non-monogamy.
And he wants to know where that's headed for in the future. So always fresh, always hot, always with the Magic Makers live here in The Remix. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys. And we'll see you guys on the flip side as we continue here. See you Sunday night. Don't forget to lock The Remix in. Always the place to be. So peace and love, you guys. As we continue here in the after hours. Okay, so now, you said your question about that. You know, here's one of the things, like you said, and you said you love your family, and I really can feel your love for your family, and I really can feel the love for the relationship that you have. Now, the truth of the matter is this, and I want you to just kind of, you know, be open to this and be honest, is that you kind of was thinking about non-monogamy even before you got into the committed relationship.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
So the thing about it is that somehow you felt like, if I love her enough, then she won't be insecure. And she would know that I will never stop loving her. So here's a question I want to ask you. And yes, I'm going to get to what we're talking about. But here's a question I want to ask you is, did you feel that you could love her into accepting this about you?
No, never. It's impossible. I'm not going to say it's impossible. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I don't believe I can love anybody into doing something they don't at their heart want to do or feel to do, you know?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, because you knew in the very beginning she wasn't down for this.
Right, right.
So what would make you think it would change? Since you said love couldn't do it, what would make her change her mind?
No, here's the thing. When we first met, I was thinking about non-monogamy before I met her. However, when we first met, it wasn't on my mind at that moment. When we first met, the relationship we shared was we weren't talking about a long-term relationship on that level, and we didn't take each other serious on that level. We were, you know what I mean? Yeah, it kind of grew into a more serious relationship in time. And along our journey together, I started studying more about sex magic and listened to some lectures on, you know, with Bobby and Panic and Menstrual, and I got into Barbara G. Walker and some of her writings. So the mixture of all of that, and Reverend Goddess and Alexis Tyler, and mixture of all of that in our journey together, studying together, it opened me up more. And, you know, but before I met her, I was already studying it. I just didn't know the titles or the topics or even these people, teachers, you know.
Let me tell you something, because I studied all of those wonderful, amazing brothers and sisters as well, too. That you can get open to that. That's not something you get open to. Either you're with it or you're not. You can't get open to that, not like that. Either it's something that you go, you know, it's something I may think about, or you're not open to it. Because it sounds like you're telling me that it's because of you studying all of these people that now, oh, yeah, you want to do it.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I wanted to practice this before I got into the people.
There we go.
Yeah, it was years before then. I was open to it already. I was comfortable with the idea. I just wasn't practicing it.
And so you decided to get with somebody who really wasn't open to it. Why?
No, I got into a relationship with someone who, at the time when I met her, we were like best friends. We were keeping each other company. One thing led to another. We just got more emotionally attached, more serious, and.
Tell me what it means to keep each other company, because I've kept some people company. I just want to make sure that everybody understands what you mean by keeping each other company.
Okay. Basically, old school say we play house. I'm going to say it like that. Some of the friends started saying that, but in the beginning, you know how you opened up the show today? Actually, yeah, that's pretty much. We were both in relationships, actually. But it was going sour for the both of us, too. That's when we first met. But then we met again a few months later in a random, kind of like a nightclub / poetry spot. So we kicking it with our own partners there. Well, but she wasn't with her partner. But anyway, she was with her group of her friends or whatever, but I was with my partner. But we still caught eye contact. We felt each other's energy, and we talked, and we knew it was each other. We talked for a while, but we still went home with our own parties. But then I'd go see her after work. She'd come see me sometimes, but majority of the time I'd go to her place. And we'd talk, we'd watch documentaries, books.
Y'all was doing more than watching documentaries, but go ahead.
Not in the very beginning, but things got serious fast, and we were in denial about it. We're not going to lie, we were in denial about it. We didn't like the titles or the labels, so the boyfriend, girlfriend, my man, your man, my woman, you know, we weren't really into all of that. We didn't want to claim each other on that level. We were basically just, we made a vow we're just going to keep each other company, come see each other, stay friends, basically, no title.
Okay, no title. I got you.
Yeah.
No title, just party, go ahead.
But then we end up, a few months after that, we end up having a son. And this was like, I guess.
Wait a minute. Say that again. What happened?
A little bit after that, we end up having a son. She becomes pregnant.
So we was doing more than watching documentaries. So, right. Okay, go ahead.
We were doing a lot more than watching documentaries. And, you know, we had our own place by then together. But then we got pregnant again. The first time we got pregnant after we got our own place, and you know, we decided to really stay together and make a family, and we did. Now, mind you, I still was not thinking of non-monogamy at the time. You know, it became more real after our son became born. It became more apparent, more transparent about me. You know. I was studying it more. It became more interesting to me. And I wanted to go into practice with it. So now we are where we are now.
And so we have two babies now, right?
Yes, we have two beautiful babies.
Yeah, two babies. Okay, because I've seen two babies. I was just waiting on you to bring up the other baby. All right,
yeah,
so we have two babies, and y'all, are you in the chat room by chance?
No, I'm not signed in, but I just on a page, and I'm seeing it.
Good. I'm happy you said it.
Oh, okay. Let me get serious, because this is really serious. Here's two things that I will tell you. Really, she is completely against this whole non-monogamy thing.
Yeah.
Especially now that you guys have two kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She is against that. She does love you, and you love her too. But there's a part of you that feels as though you settled for her. And that if somehow there is this recorder in your mind, because I see this movie playing in the background right over your shoulder, that if you go back and you review the tape and you play the movie, that you would play a whole nother movie. And energetically, I want you to know that that's impacting your relationship, because she can see the movie too. I really commend you when you say, "We got pregnant," instead of saying she got pregnant. So I do commend you for taking sort of the responsibility of that this was something you brought into creation. You see? And so now there's a big part of you that's saying, I want to explore being with multiple women. So I'm going to ask you the impeccable question, why do you want another woman in the relationship? What's the real reason? Because you had this reason even before the two kids, even before the relationship. So what is the real reason?
It's a lot of reasons. But the first thing on top of my head is I just I love being around that feminine energy. That's the first thing that popped in my mind when you asked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sure I could elaborate.
Mm-hmm. You love being around feminine energy. Okay. You want to go teach at a Girl Scout camp or something? It's a lot of feminine energy there. I mean, you don't have to have, and I say that facetiously, but you don't have to have another woman just to be around feminine energy. Go work at Victoria's Secret. There's a lot of women there.
Well, you're right. You're right. It's a little bit more than that. I mean, more fine than that. Besides the feminine energy, I have a very high sexual energy. And
now we're getting down to it. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love my mate. I love my partner, and I don't want to lose her. That's the reality, of course, and she knows this. But I'm 31 years old, and I'm just starting to really understand myself more and more, meaning being honest with myself and what I'm into and what I'm not into. And I'm even reflecting on my life and seeing what I've studied and why I studied it. What was my interest?
Yes.
Why I'm into the things I'm into? You know, what turned me on? And I don't mean a simple direction turned me on, but what brought interest to me? You know, what made me want to go in deeper to really know what it is and understand it? So sexuality was one of them.
Yeah.
Growing up, seeing how relationships are, all of these things have to do with love, that has to do with family, that has to do with growth, that have to do with unconditional, had to do with openness. All these things were attracted to me. Sexuality is a big thing that's it stirs me, it drives me, it turns me on. And I don't mean that in just a sexual way. I mean, it makes me feel very alive. And I want to be around that type of energy. Of course, women, because
the feminine energy from, you know, from, I'm not going to get all deep about it because we understand the higher sciences of it and all, so we understand the woman in the physical sense, they represent that type of energy. So I'm into it. I'm into it. You know, I can talk about the human mm-hmm. side or the spirit side. We're not here to get a lecture, you know, because y'all listen to the same people I listen to. It's just to be real, I just feel that's something that I'm into, that I want to experience. I do. And I don't have any regrets in my relationship. I just know what I did in the past. And what I did was I told myself I was not going to resort back to how I used to be and get into an old, back to traditional relationships. And that's why we came into the relationship with no titles and no labels. But I went back into it. And I caught myself.
Why?
And,
Why did you go back into it?
Mhm. I mean, partly I think it's a habit because that's all I knew. You know, that's all I knew was monogamous relationships. I've always wanted to be the right type of man. You know, the story man, the fairy tale man, the do the right thing man, the faithful man,
yeah.
The loyal.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What do you do professionally? What do you do?
Professionally? Nothing yet, professionally.
What is your work?
I'm into spiritual works. I'm studying theology right now. I'm still in school. I'm studying theology. I want to get a cross-disciplinary with sexuality, and I want to put those together and do a private practice and be a spiritual counselor with a strong emphasis in theology and religion.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons I want to do that is,
No, go ahead, the chat room, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And one of the reasons I want to do that is because when it comes to the Western religion, it suppresses the sexual energy. It suppresses the feminine energy also. It puts her in a very strong state of subservient. And so even Jesus, a lot of people talk about Jesus, and we talk about his unconditional love, and we talk about that, and we're taught how to love outside of ourselves a lot in a society.
Okay. All right. I just kind of wanted, and thank you for that, I just kind of wanted to give the listeners, because I can see all of this, but I wanted everybody listening to really, really get the essence of where you were coming from, for real. And I 100% thank you so much for being open and honest and just showing up in this particular moment so that we all can learn from this. You called in, you wanted to get a reading, and you wanted to get some insight about where this is going. So the truth of the matter of what I wanted you to get back to is that I wanted you to see that despite absolutely everything that's going on in your life, regardless if you came in contact with the remix, any of the speakers, any of this, and you knew this, you, at the essence, at the core, that's what you're about. Had nothing to do with anybody else. That's who you're about. Correct?
I mean, yeah, correct, pretty much. That's what I'm about, me personally,
right.
My growth, for right now.
So,
for right now, my growth, yeah.
Well, I don't think it's a right now, because if we go back to before the two babies and the relationship, you were there. And now we're still in the relationship, the two babies, and we're continuing to go on, and we're still there. You talked about your work of what you wanted to do in the future, and it's still there. So I think it's a safe to say that that's at the essence, at the core of what you're about.
True.
It really has a lot to do with you connecting with your sexual energy.
Yes, that's
There's
true.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm not here to judge you one way or the other. But I am here to tell you, energetically, I'll tell you what I pick up, this essence of it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? Does that make sense? So,
that makes a lot of sense. Cause honestly, I need help with that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I want you to know. And I know you know this. So let me go ahead and give you verification. You cannot expect for anybody else to love your mission, your dream, your work in life more than you. There's nobody out here. I don't care if you ran into another brother or another sister and you guys shared stories. They're not going to love it as much as you do. That's a fair assumption. That's your work. That's your path. So with that being said, the only absolute problem I have here is that what you know today, you knew when you started this relationship. Very wise brother. Very, very wise brother. You knew at the heart of you that you were not interested in a committed relationship, and you also knew at the heart of you that your woman you was with was, despite what she told you. That's what your gut told you. And there was a part of you that was okay with that as well. But here's what I want you to understand, because you have a lot of perfectionism about you. You're a perfectionist. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Now, I want you to understand that where that energy comes from. Perfectionism is about your, how can I say this? It's about your shortcomings in your own life. So people who are true perfectionists is because they have their own fucked up shit about themselves. And they're always trying to cover. Miss Blue knows that. I used to be a very anal perfectionist. I'm not anymore because I work through a lot of those issues. So I don't really care about saying somebody's name wrong, maybe misspelling a word. These things, that doesn't bother me to the degree it used to bother me. So I want you to understand that through all of this healing and this work that you want to do, so you're not delusional, that this is about your own healing. This is about you trying to heal you. And I'm getting feedback on the echo. I don't know, somebody got me on speaker or whatever, but we're getting some feedback. So I want you to really, really begin to take a look at that. Right now where you are, you're in this cycle of inner growth, and you can feel it. It's causing you to really kind of stand yourself out forward and really kind of take a stand. It's going to be kind of ups and downs for you because you're willing at all costs and all sacrifice to follow this path. The only thing that's not fair is that you bring other people along when you know that that's not what they're about. And so now you also have children involved in this. Not that it's a bad scenario. You understand what I'm saying? But what if we go from, okay, so now you want to have another woman. Let's say hypothetically that you say that that's what you want to do. You want to explore and be able to have sex with multiple women. And then what next? You want to be able to have sex with men? What next? Because that's going to be the question that gets asked to you if it hasn't already been asked to you. Because it sounds like your sexual energy is what's driving you. You said you have a very, very high sex drive. And no one's here to judge you on that. You get to do that. But it is also borderline where you have taken this. Is this some sort of a childhood addiction that you're trying to make up for? And this is a part of your spiritual path, and you're trying to balance this energy out? Because that may be more of the honest answer. Still with us?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely still with you. I don't feel it's a childhood obsession at all. I do feel I'm working on balancing myself out. I definitely do feel. I'm seeking that right now. That's one of the reasons why I really wanted to get a reading from you, because
I am intelligent, but I've come to the point where I really understand that I really don't know much at all. You know, I'm at a place right now in my life where I don't have the answer. I don't know what to do. You know, and I do understand what you meant earlier when you said there was a part of me that deep down in my gut that knew that I was with a woman, even though what she was saying, I knew that's not the type of life that she wanted to live. I knew part of me did, and I knew a part of me was settling. However, you know, I wasn't able to differentiate which one was which. You know, I thought, you know, I was emotional,
right,
whatever, because even in the beginning of the relationship, I was always trying to break up with her. We laugh about it today, but I was, and that's because I was going back and forth within my own mind. But I knew, I also knew that I really didn't want to be in those type of relationships anymore. I was tired of it, and I wanted to try something new. You know, I really did. And but you know what happened,
yeah,
happened. And again, I don't regret it. I'm happy with her. I'm just trying to.
Find yourself.
Yes,
and that's
really
fine. And that is completely. That is absolutely completely fine. We're all doing that, believe it or not. Even the people you name, everyone is here trying to find themselves or, you know, a complete piece of that. But this is really about an inner journey for you and growth. And a lot of these things, I'm going to say, around the time when you were 6 years old, there were some things that happened to you sexually that really sort of triggered some of these past life things, because that's what's coming up for you. A lot of the sexual
issues. Mhm. I don't recall anything ever happened when I was 6 years old that was sexual.
Mhm.
I don't recall that at all.
Yeah. Well, think about it, because that's the age I'm getting. Just think about it. I mean, just sit with it. You know. But I want you to just think about it, because it is definitely something that is there, or else energetically I couldn't pick it up. So it is around 6 years old, and you know what it is, you know. But, you know, just kind of sit with that. But what that did is, I truly believe that the path that you on is about your work. It is clearly about your work, but it is about your work that hasn't been balanced yet. Because when you're able to balance these energies out, then a couple of things happen. It doesn't mean that we don't have sort of trials and tribulations in relationships. I'm not here to tell you that. But you will not be lost in what it is that you want to do. And for you, what is leading the way is your sexual energy. And on some levels, we all lead with sexual energy. That's life force energy. But literally, the act of sex is what is leading the way for you. And this is what's causing you. It's kind of like going down the road. You're going in the right direction, but you're in the wrong lane. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And you're right. And you know what? My problem is not trying to understand what I want to do or where I want to be as far as, like, me and my drive, because it is. It is sexual energy. It has a lot to do with that. And like you said, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a bit of a thing.
No.
I think what I'm really concerned about is what's going to happen with me and my mate and my family. Because when things hit the fan, we talk about separating a lot. And really, deep down inside, that's really what's bothering me. It's not the fact that I'm going through this sexual change. What I'm
right.
going through, it's not even that. Because I'm happy about it. I feel good about it. I'm not resisting. I think it's a beautiful thing. Because I think it's a very beautiful. I'm not even going to get into that. What's really I'm concerned about, what's really in my gut, what's really I'm fired up about is what's happening between me and my wife. I love her. I love our two children. I love what we have. I'm trying to see where are we in the future. I guess that's really what I wanted to ask. I just didn't know how to do it, how to break it out, because I was nervous about it.
Here's the thing. We can't talk about them without talking about you. And so here's what I want. This is why I asked you, are you willing to do this at all costs? And you are. So I hear you when you say that what's at the core of this is you absolutely worried about you, your wife, your children, and, you know, will we be together and all of this. You're not willing to sacrifice that for anything. That's the honest truth. You're not. I'm not saying you have to.
But that is not at the forefront of what is going on with you. You do know that, right? What's at the forefront is for you to continue on your path and your journey and do what you want to do. You're just hoping that they can be a part of it. And why wouldn't they? Your wife loves you. She'll love you whether you're in the relationship together or whether you guys are not. Your children are going to love you whether you're in the relationship with their mother and they're not, as long as you continue to keep that love there for them. But everybody gets free will. And just like your free will is based upon what you feel is important to you, she gets the right to put her free will of what's important for her and her children in front of her. And you already know, you don't need me to tell you that that's not going down the same road right now.
Yeah.
So if you want to know how this is going to end up, it's going to end up as you already have seen the tape. Remember I told you about the film, the movie playing? You already know how it's going to end. But what you have to do is stay committed to the love that you have for her and stay invested in the love that you have for your children. If your work, you know, I was watching, have you ever heard of Bonner Soap? B-O-N-N-E-R, the Bonner Soap. You guys know about Bonner Soap. They make the peppermint body wash, the liquid soap, and the lavender.
Yes.
Really, really interesting story. His story is so amazing. Not to mention that he was locked up in an insane asylum, escaped, and then got out and created the liquid soap. But he had about four or five children. And what he did is, because his wife was so distraught, his whole mission, and he would tell his kids, when they would talk about they needed food to eat and the family needed things, he would tell them that his mission to unite the world together was more important than anything. Can you imagine somebody looking at their father? And their father telling them, the children are saying, we're hungry, Dad. And he says, I know you're hungry. And I'm going to try to get you some food. But right now, my mission that I have right here on this planet, on this earth, is more important than you eating. Now, out of all of his children who grew up, one of his sons, through all the trauma, going through all of these foster homes and all of these different things that they had to end up doing, because he would drop them off at foster homes after their mother just couldn't take it anymore. He would come back by and he would check on them. But he would let them know, y'all are not the most important thing to me. What's important to me is this work I came here to do. He told his kids that. One of his sons really got it. And that son said it took him all of his life until he was almost in his 40s to understand the position that his father was in. Now, you talk about taking some intestinal fortitude. That's some intestinal fortitude. That he understood what he was willing to compromise and what he wasn't. I want you to listen to what you're saying. If your children, if your wife is the most important thing to you, then make them. If your work is the most important thing to you, then make them. But there will come a place where sacrifices has to be made. They don't have to be to the extreme of Dr. Bonner, but know that you're going to make some sacrifices if that's the path you want to take. There is no magic wand that Ms. Blue can wave or anyone else to tell you that all of that shit's going to work out wonderful for you. It's not. I'm going to be completely honest. But what you can do is stay committed to what you say you are. You're committed to loving the mother of your children, and you love her. You're committed to loving your children and being a part of their lives and helping them and taking care of them. That is what you stay committed to while you're doing your work. Otherwise, you're living a lie of illusion, because what you're going to do is you're going to keep toggling between the two. And eventually, you're going to do like a lot of our men have done, a lot of women too, but more of our men have done, and you're going to feel that if you have that life, you can't have this life, so you're going to cut them off completely. And then 20 years later, we'll be somewhere having the discussion, or one of your children will call in and have the discussion about, why did my father choose this work over me? So that's why I say, don't be honest with anyone else, but be honest with yourself. You knew. I am a firm believer, when you're the one who is responsible, you're the one who knows. You know that even though you guys were loving each other, you were smiling, you knew in your beautiful, magnificent third eye what she wanted in that relationship. And you also knew what you wanted. And you still played the game. So as a result, this is what you're faced with. It's not a bad choice. It's just a real choice. So you don't get to tell me that that is your children and your wife is the most important thing to you, but yet you are willing to pursue this life and this work. No, your work is what is important to you. What you want is important to you. And they take a second seat to that. And that's not a bad place. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, be very clear about what it is you're saying. Because if that was the most important thing, we would not be having this discussion. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Makes sense. Thank you, Miss Blue. Most definitely.
Yeah. So just know where you are with it and stay committed to what you say. And oh, by the way, yes, the card that came up for the future was joy. Beautiful energy. But know that you got a lot of work to put in to get it to that joy, my brother. It's a lot of work that got to go in to make that joy come out. That's it. Knowing is half the battle. But don't fool yourself. Right. You're not willing to make that sacrifice for your family like that. And some of us who've come back here to do the work, it's just not meant to be. I know nobody wants to hear that, and I probably will get all kind of hate mail, but it's just the damn truth. Every night when I'm sitting my ass here on a Friday and a Sunday night, I'm making sacrifices. There you have it. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you, Ms. Blue, again.
Peace,
thank
brother.
Good night, Esther. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, yes. All right. Whew. See, going to the next caller. It's all these hands up. Wow.
I see them.
Calling in from area code 919. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 919.
We'll go back.
All right, 919. Okay, let's see. Calling in from area code 501. 501, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Sophia again from Arkansas.
Greetings, Dia from Arkansas.
Greetings. Well, I have a question about options. They say when you know what you want, you know your options get pretty slim, you know? So, in relationship, they say when you know what you want, you don't have any options, you know? Because I know, like, I've been with brothers mostly, but I've had the problem of, you know, always thinking there's another option out there. As you learn more about yourself or what you want, like, no, now I just upgraded, and now this is the type of mate I think I need, you know, and things like that. So let me see, what's the question formulated around that? Yeah, options. Well, I don't really have a question for it. Just, you know, just some insight on options.
Well, you know, options is an interesting thing. When you talk about options, and particularly when you say when you make a decision or choice, you don't have any options. The thing about options, when I think of options, I think of the polarity of options, and that's gratitude. Because sometimes we get in this world of wanting more, bigger car, bigger house, you know, more clothes, more shoes, you know, I don't know, more essential oils, more books, you know, more downloads, more shows, you know, more insight, more anything, more magic, more love, more peace, more joy, more. Just when I think of more, when I think of choices, and someone saying, you know, I kind of moved to this level and now I want to go to the next level, I think all of those things are beautiful things to begin to do. And we should always want to continuously evolve ourselves, and we want to keep growing. I think that's a natural state for humans, for us to be. But in the process of that, there is something that often gets missed, whether we are with someone and we think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, until all of a sudden we go down the milk aisle and we see something else that we want that we didn't know was available option to us. You know, when I think about options, I think about the Jamie Foxx song where he talks about, I got options, I don't need it. You know, because whenever a person thinks they have options, they think they don't need something. You see, I have a choice. I have an option. Do I want to get Godiva chocolate, Hershey chocolate, or do I want to get some M&M's? I got options. So I don't need
it means you don't have to commit to anything.
That's
true.
Right. I got options.
I ain't got to be bothered with that. Yeah.
You understand? I got options. Yes. You don't know who I am? I mean, Beyonce told us that. To the left. You have another one to replace you as soon as your ass leaves. You understand? That's all about this option, which is fine. You know, understand, because we're all here as magic manifestors. But in that process, there is a part of it that I think that we don't visit enough, and that's gratitude. To be grateful. We don't take the time to be grateful for where we are, the people, the things that we have in our lives, that we have manifested, that we stopped, you know, and said, wait a minute, let's celebrate in this for just a moment. Let's just enjoy this. You know, why can't we just enjoy the fact that we got a package of M&M's? Why we got to go out looking for Godiva? Why we just can't be happy with the M&M's? But somehow, as humans, we got being grateful mixed up with complacency. And people thought, if I just say I like my iPhone 4 and I never, ever want an iPhone 5, that I become complacent, then I've been left behind. That's old hag. That's old news. And we start to treat our history that way. We start to treat our elders that way. We start to treat our family that way. I used to love my aunt when I went to church, but I don't go to church no more, so she's old hag. We don't need to talk to auntie anymore. We understood about our history coming out of ancient Kemet, and we understood our connections, but that's old. We don't need to listen to that. That's old knowledge. We need some new, hot, fresh knowledge over here. No. We have to stop and take the time to be grateful. Gratitude. That's not old. Some of the great manifestors on the planet enter into a practice of being grateful. Just understanding that you're grateful for where you are at in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, understanding that you're very grateful for everything.
Yeah.
So when I start to think about choices and options, that's what comes to mind, is to be grateful. Choices will always be there. Options is always there. We all have options. It's called free will.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going nowhere. That doesn't take any time to do anything. That's not going anywhere. Where is options going? Where is choices going? To get a man? I don't understand how women today feel that's a hard task. That's an easy task. How could that
for
be
real,
hard?
For real.
That's easy. What's hard is to be able to sit yourself down and understand what it means to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see people, they're jumping in relationships, out of relationships, and they're in relationships for all kinds of crazy psycho reasons. People feeding off of each other. You know, these were some of the things that I talked about in the chakras and understanding how this whole tit for tat thing goes along. So being grateful, grateful for the people in your life, grateful for the accomplishments that you've already made. We beat ourselves up about shit that ain't never happened, and quite frankly, some of the shit that ain't never gonna happen. How you beating yourself up for not having a hit record and you ain't even a singer? How are you doing that? You mad at yourself for not having a hit record and you're not even a damn singer? What? The insanity of always trying to recycle some shit. You know? The insanity of trying to recycle shit. Everybody's looking for a new way. I never forget, you know, even going back to college, and those of us who've been to college or universities, you can understand what I mean. It's only so many fucking ways I can say the sky is blue. The insanity of it. That you think somehow because you say clouds, wind, and sky, everything blue, that you came up with some new shit. The sky is blue. And I'm getting ready to beat baby blue because she's laughing because she's listening to the show tonight. Anyway. So, yeah. So be grateful, you know, grateful for those things. Appreciate those things that you have and, you know, that you've accomplished and the people you've met and, you know, the love and the relationships that you have and, you know, really begin to see them at the essence of what they are and just really take some time to just be grateful for it.
Yes, yes. So many beautiful relationships, yes, yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another quick question. It's kind of off subject, but it's like some real wild stuff that happened today. If you could read the energy with that. Today I was dropping my daughter off with her dad, and we were just at the gas station, and I ended up having to give CPR to, like, a four-year-old little girl. She wasn't breathing. And that was just, I mean, you know, I know that things happen in spirit. I mean, why was I there?
Right.
You know, that's what I was thinking to myself. And I also wanted to study breath, because when you have, there's no breath in a child and you're giving them CPR, you really know that breath is a force to be studied.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Of course. That's everything about feng shui. That's everything about life. That's life force energy. Breath, air, and water, that's life. Air and water, life. And it's beautiful. And it's another way, a divine way you can begin to look at it, that spirit is showing you that if you can take the time to breathe life into another human being, you damn well better be able to breathe life back into yourself.
Wow.
Now, isn't that something? You were able to save someone else's life, but yet 3 days ago you were sitting around wondering about your own life.
Wow. And I was breathing.
A very divine message that if you can give life, you certainly can give it to yourself. It's another one of our faults as humans. We're always willing to give somebody else what we're not willing to give ourselves.
That's right. Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue Esther.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Hello.
Peace and love and blessings to the baby that you were able to breathe life back in. Never forget that very divine message. Anytime that you feel your life is over, your life is done, know that you can breathe life back into yourself. So you need to get into some hatha yoga, some breathing yoga. You need to get into anything that moves the breath energetically through your body.
Okay. Thanks.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good
wow.
stuff.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. You want to do one more?
Sure, we certainly can.
Yeah.
We will keep going until we can't go no more.
So they kick us off, yes. All right, going to the next caller calling in from 281. 281, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 281? Okay, we'll come back to 281. Going to the caller calling in from 908, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther. Hey, Miss Blue. This is Keith from Jersey.
Hey,
okay,
Keith from Jersey.
Oh, my card for today was Blue Union.
What was it?
Yeah,
Zulu Union.
Zulu Union.
Yes.
Interesting, beautiful.
All right. So, and then, I don't know, I had a crush on this guy or whatever, and finally he, you know, spoke to me, and we exchanged numbers, and so we're talking. So there's some things I don't like about him and some things he doesn't like about me. So I'm trying to figure out how I should move with him. Like, is this more of a sexual type of relationship that I should embrace with him, or should I just keep my legs closed?
Ooh, you know I'm always going to opt for the legs closed.
Wow.
you don't give up the jewels.
Right.
Give
but
up the jewels.
It's been a while, and I have a lot of sexual energy.
Look.
Yeah.
I trust and believe. I do understand. Here's the thing that I will say. I will say this, that you, it's interesting that you said there's some things he don't like about me, and there's some things I don't like about him. And you said that almost as if it was a good thing. You said that almost like it was a really, it was something to be celebrated. There's something he doesn't like about me, and there's some things I don't like about him. So what are those things that you don't like about him?
I don't like the choices that he makes as far as, like, his diet.
Come again?
We don't have the same perspective on diet. And that's kind
of, you mean as
like,
far as the food you put in your mouth? You talking about that?
Right.
And what is it that he don't like about you?
It's something very vain. And, you know, it's something that I think could be looked over, especially because I'm looking over what I don't like about him. But at the same time,
okay,
I'm
what
not,
is
like,
it?
Sweating it.
What is it?
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to say.
Well, you want me to say it?
No.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking.
Okay. It's just the fact that I have a bunion and he has a foot fetish. And he doesn't, and, you know, and that's what he doesn't like.
He doesn't like your bunion.
As far
and you
as
don't
know.
Like. And you don't like the food he eats. I
right.
think this is so sweet. I think it's sweet.
Why?
You don't? Yeah, I think it's really, really sweet. I think you don't like you don't like his food. He don't like your he don't like your bunion. he has his foot fetish. And y'all just want to screw each other's brains out.
Yeah.
But yet, you already know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you something that you don't want to be. You don't ever want to be the girl left in the wet spot.
What does that mean?
I'll let you think about that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't want to be that girl left in the wet spot.
Mm.
So if you get to know him, let it be because you guys truly have this attraction for each other and you want to get to know each other. And not because you're horny and
mm-hmm.
you just don't have anything else to do. Don't let
mm-hmm.
that be the reason. I mean,
right.
think of yourself as being a little bit more sacred than that. I mean,
definitely.
Let him work
and,
more.
And,
you know?
And that was the thing. When I picked Zulu and I saw the obsession,
mm-hmm.
and I know that that is where my weakness is with sexuality, that's, you know, a strength
mm-hmm.
and a weakness. But, you know, I'm seeing my reflection in him in many different ways, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, damn, am I, like, succumbing to this? you know, obsession, or mm-hmm. am I needing to heal? Because I also picked sacral chakra, you know, for a card that I need to work on for my chakra. So I'm like, well, damn, now I'm confused. And then I get dual union, and it's like, they getting it in. I'm like, okay, well, I just was kind of confused, so.
Well, I don't think you're confused. I think all of those things really kind of go hand in hand when you start to look at them. And you know that you sort of have this sexual weakness, which on some levels pretty much any young, active, healthy adult does, but that should never be what you lead with. You understand what I'm saying? That don't make that the essence of what you lead with. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to have somebody use you just for sex. And mm-hmm. if you're okay with that, then roll with it. But if you're not, then you can't very well be the person to put that energy out there.